participate in a Don and Mike Show contest? How about this? You or a member of your household can only win once for 60 days. You must comply with any age limitations for each contest. For complete contest rules, send a self-addressed stamp envelope to the mighty WJFK, P.O. Box 3649, Washington, D.C. 20007. Thank you, and God bless.
Don and Mike, there'll be no mollycoddling.
You see if your mom can give my resume to Dennis Phillips? Because if I can get in a Broadway show, then I would have done it all. Film, television, and theater. The only thing left to be radio. That's just for ugly people.
Hello.
Sean Hannity. So Mike, this is the first time I've ever called you, and I'm glad to be listening to you every day right after the Don and Mike show. And
thank
I
you.
Just think that you would make a perfect guest on their show.
Tell Don and Mike, anytime they want me, I'd be glad to come. Hello.
Stay tuned for your shot at Big Bucks. Secret Sound, only on the Don and Mike Show.
This episode deals with the inappropriateness of racial invectives and contains coarse racial slurs. Viewer discretion is advised.
Everybody loves Don and Mike.
Hey, kids, could I talk to you for about 30 seconds? This is Elvis Presley. I ask you to listen. Now, here's a song.
And yes, the rumors are true. They smoke, they drink, they use bad language in mixed company. They're extremely rich, and they can flash more bling than most posses in this room. Rock stars they are, and God bless them for that.
You can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. They're ready to believe in you.
Mr. Sabian's not here in 20 minutes.
You die.
Shut up!
I don't want to talk to anyone else but Sabian.
Shut up! Shut up!
If there's Sabian here...
Shut up!
Did you wash your ass
today? Shut up! Shut up! Shut up! Why, you dummy.
Don't you dare hit me in the head. You know I'm not normal. See that?
Now, why don't you do things right?
Country music sucks. All it does is take precious airspace away from shock DJs whose cruelty and profanity amuse us all.
Shut up, boy.
Today's events begun to turn around the public's perception. Here's Dennis Murphy.
When the tumor was dissected into tiny pieces and analyzed, pathologists found it to contain some very bizarre things.
A dermoid is an unusual type of tumor. It can contain any type of human tissue. And in fact, this patient had both hair and teeth in portions of this massive tumor.
Tinged with controversy for Jerry Seinfeld last night in New York as hecklers and protesters went shoulder to shoulder with Jerry's fans for an evening full of surprises.
It was really exciting. Really, really exciting. It was like being in a Roman Colosseum.
Jerry stepped up to the mic for his live HBO show in New York last night, wowing his audience. The stand-up did run into one problem, though. He was haunted by hecklers.
It was terrifying.
What happened?
I was not expecting that. I didn't understand this one. This is perfect. But it worked out fine.
And I want to say one more thing. In the spirit of the Irish people, Osama bin Laden, you can kiss my boy ass. And I live in Rockaway, and this is my faith, bitch.
I must not scream. I must not scream in front of them. I must say, I must not listen to my mind. I must not run off the set. I must not run. I must not run. I know I'll break down. They'll find out I'm weak. They'll find out I'm in pain. Oh, God. What God? I will break down, look like a fool, an idiot. They'll find out I can't act. Can't act. Can't act at all. End of the vision. Well, there must be a way out. And my mind is telling me there's a way out. You get a nice, cool
talk with Phyllis Diller and continue with our panel right after this. Don't go away.
Whatever happens, you're safe, John. You could walk away with $7 million, maybe more. We're not talking just you money, John boy. We're talking everybody money. Everybody. Wish me luck? I just pray you get it. I really do. Thank you, John. I appreciate that.
Hi.
Okay. Hi, Dynamite.
We appreciate it.
Thank you.
Hi. Welcome to our show.
Hey, Don and Mike.
Why did you not fill a book?
It's the Don and Mike show, and they'll say what they wish.
Where else would you rather be than right here, right now?
You will notice today that one of my fingers has become encumbered.
It from free
from the metal splints.
Wow.
You have freed one of your fingers,
and now I want to bring my doctors on.
They're not your doctors. They're special German doctors. It's a horrible lie.
It's a true story. He was a neo-Nazi with one true enemy. Himself. A man of faith. A man of hate. And his soul torn apart. You at discretion advised.
You're just like Letterman.
Yep, you recovered.
Want to bring my doctors on.
Here they are.
Yep.
Nice, very nice.
And good afternoon, Mr. and Mrs. Israeli Ice and Cyanide. And all the ships at sea. Oh, my God.
Oh, my God.
Don Geronimo and Mike Umeris.
Thank you, Rob. And hi, and thank you for listening, everybody. This is the Don and Mike Show. And, you know, the stuff at the station. So.
Yeah.
It's Wednesday. July 23rd.
Right.
Buzz, you checked. Thank you for double checking on that for me.
July.
I knew I wrote down July.
Phone number
from anywhere in America.
That's the seventh month.
877-365-3636. Oh, and less than 2 months from my birthday, which is September 18th.
Yeah. I said that yesterday.
Well, I wanted to get my own in today. If you're listening to us in Canada, Rob Lincoln call 800-636-1067. At Washington, D.C., your hotline, 202-432-1067.
Hi, Don and Mike. Buzz Burbank here.
Hi, Buzz. This will be easier today.
Is anyone listening?
Hey, what happened?
Shut up! Did you wash your ass today?
Someone called for a doctor?
Man, I love that last part. Always enjoy that.
Yes, every day I go back to the same dumb quack doctor.
What are they doing to you every day?
Well, what they're doing is Dr. Quack takes x-rays, and they still have the cast on the wrist, which will come off, I think, either tomorrow or the next day.
Very good.
Although he told me it's not a good idea to...
No,
do that.
I wouldn't think so.
And rather than have two big metal things on my finger, today I just have one.
It's pretty.
One finger is
looks kind of like Dr. Evil-ish.
The FU finger is back.
That's
now,
there it is.
I can't bend it all the way back down to touch the palm of my hand yet, but considering that 1 week ago today, two fingers were broken and the wrist was sprained or fractured, whatever they're saying.
I think you're going to be able to play the piano again.
But doctor, I couldn't play the piano before. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hey, guys. How's it going?
Hi, it's going great. Thank you.
Good. I just want to let you know, I have a feeling this is going to be one of your finest shows. And incidentally, I may be foul-mouthed, but now, thanks to you guys, I'm prostate cancer-free.
All right, thank you, my friend. Well, it's that self-examination that we keep urging everyone to take.
Yeah.
All it takes is one finger.
Yeah, we'll wash up.
You can do it again.
He said he may be foul-mouthed, but now he's prostate cancer-free.
I don't get the connection.
I'm trying to figure it out.
I don't know. All I know is that all over America, we've urged guys to use your finger and give yourself that test.
Yes, very good.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Yes, hello?
Yes, hello, you're on the air. Hi.
Yes, sir, how are you doing?
We're doing great, thanks.
Great. This is Mike from Buffalo. I tell you, I got to thank you guys for getting back into the Buffalo marketplace. It's just great. I do a lot of driving, and you make the day really special here in Buffalo, New York.
How are they doing with that casino up there?
Well, I'll tell you, it's not too bad. You know, you went to Sacramento. Maybe you want to come see us.
Is it done? You know, it's done, right?
Yes, it is. The Niagara Falls Casino is open.
You may recall that when we were back at Buffalo 10 years ago on KB Radio.
Remember that.
Now, thank God, we're on WBUF at FM station, that we actually had one of our best road trips ever.
Yep.
Was when we went up to Buffalo in the snow and the crappy
Buffalo
rain.
Buffalo people were into this show, and they are very, very good people up
yes,
there. I like
are.
Buffalo.
We went up there for, I think it was a Monday night game with the Patriots and the Bills. And
freezing.
Just got hammered with all the people that listen to the show.
Scary airport. I remember that. Yeah. Scary, a very scary landing in your airport there.
Yeah, we'd love to come back. Thank you for calling, my friend.
Thank you.
All right, see you later. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Don and Mike.
Yeah.
How's it going?
Okay. How's it going?
It is going good, my friend.
Uh-huh.
I just got a quick comment.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
I was going to let it slide, but last time I took a trip up to Monterey and I was listening to one of the radio stations they had there. It was KSJO, and we were listening, and we couldn't help but notice that they stole one of your guys' bits, and especially...
That's guys's.
An immediate disqualification. Yeah, even if you're ratting out another radio station, the fact that you said... Use guises.
Rob, proper usage, please.
Your guy's show.
Well, or just your show.
Your show is preferred.
Or perhaps the best usage, maybe I'll call later.
Or whatnot. Or what.
Well, yeah, your guy's show is even acceptable. We will not accept guises.
Your guys's show.
Right. Guises is not a, you know,
not
it's
a
just
word.
Not a, I think your guy's show is improper also.
Yeah, right. But we will bend on that. It really should be your show.
Your show.
Guises. I like disguises, right?
Right.
Hello. Guys here. Don and Mike. Hello.
Like guys involved.
Hello?
Hey, Don.
Yes, and Mike. Hi.
Hey, hi, Mike. Hi, bud.
Oh,
hey.
Hi.
Colin from Wichita. Hey, okay. You were talking about your bad luck, you know, like your back and all that different things
no,
like
sure.
That.
No, sure. I'm the luckiest man in the world. I mean, even though... last year I was hit by a car,
God,
and dislocated my whatever this is
hip.
My hip, and I was just last week hit by a baseball bat during our sausage contest. I consider myself to be Rob. Can we turn on the reverb. I got it here.
Okay,
oh, real too. Oh, hold on, got it. I even though I was hit by a car last week. Last year, and hit by a baseball bat last week, consider myself to be one of the luckiest men in this room. Thank you.
Don Geronimo, ladies and gentlemen.
Thank you. You know how you got hit by the tornado?
I didn't get hit by a tornado.
Yeah, but your house
got hit by a tornado.
You're right, but that was a few years ago, sir.
Right.
Thank you, guys. Thank you, fans.
It's a cycle, see? Now you're due for the lottery.
Oh, no, hold on. I want to tell you, speaking of the lottery, you know, I could not have asked for a better lead-in to our lead story today.
Mm-hmm.
We have a story of a lottery winner. A lottery winner who we know, someone who played the odds right. What are you laughing at?
Nothing. I'll tell you later.
Was it?
I have to tell you later.
Okay. All right. Tell me later. Hello, Don and Mike.
Hello?
Hello.
Hey, how's it going?
Okay.
I was wondering if you want me to start an underground movement to keep you guys on in Philadelphia.
Well, right now, according to the ratings, most people who listen to the show are underground.
They're deep cover.
They're
idiots.
They're down in the sewers. Undercover agents.
I tell you guys about Don and Mike, and people keep talking about Opie and Anthony, these stupid, I don't know. They're idiots.
Yeah. Okay, thank you. You are the first caller who has officially, even though I know you did it with a good heart, you have officially stopped the show today. Thank you. We've been on the air for 13 minutes. You stopped the show.
Well, I suck. Good day.
Good day. All right, no, actually, the correct vernacular is my mom's a whore. Good day. Was that Jake Brake?
Yeah.
That was his name, Jake Brake?
Jake Brake. Brake on the show.
So, anyway, here you go. I mentioned that a friend of ours, well, not a friend of an acquaintance, but a guy has won the lottery, a guy that we know.
Oh, really?
Yes. And now I want to say he's been playing the lottery for years. Absolutely for years.
Oh, but please get to it. Come on now.
He's finally hit the lottery. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm proud to tell you that the King of Queens has a new king. Leah Remini, apparently now in the category officially of former friends of ours, who stars opposite Kevin James in CBS comedy The King of Queens, has made it official with her off-screen beau. That's right. The lottery winner
Angelo Pagan. Who's Saturday in Las Vegas?
Pagan.
Married Leah and her giant wheelbarrow full of money in a Las Vegas ceremony in front of 150 guests. Her publicist, Samantha Hill, confirmed on Tuesday.
Did they get married in L.A. or Vegas?
Just said, from in Vegas.
Yeah. Okay, all right. That's, yeah, we missed.
That's really great. That means her wedding had more viewers than her show.
Brooklyn-born babe took herself off the market last year when Pagan... I know I like saying it the other way, the double way.
Pagan, you like saying like the motorcycle gang, right?
When Pagan popped the question during a candlelit dinner at an L.A. restaurant.
L.A., baby.
The two have been inseparable since, frequently seen escorting each other down the red carpet at Hollywood premieres and award shows. You'll be glad to know that...
Would you?
You'll be glad to know that the reception was held at a popular L.A. eatery, Vivian's.
Was it really?
No, I'm making that up.
That's good. You were very credible the way you said that.
No, that's the restaurant.
Well, they were in Vegas. Where did they have the big ceremony?
It does not say.
Ah.
It does not say. Remini is best known. Now, I would think, you know, best known for her many appearances on the Don and Mike show.
That Don and Mike show.
Until that went bad. Mm-hmm. Best known for playing Carrie, the Spitfire legal secretary or wife of driver husband Doug Heffernan in The King of Queens. The actress who Kevin James hailed as having the mouth of a construction worker and the body of a model recently appeared in this year's frat guy comedy Old School with Will Ferrell. Mm-hmm. She was in it for about 4 minutes. If you want to see a lot of her, go to buy the DVD and get the deleted scenes.
Is she in the deleted scenes a lot?
She's all over the deleted scenes.
Oh, very good. Interesting.
A former child star.
That's when she was Saved by the Bell.
Yeah, but she's like 20 when she was on Saved by the Bell.
Right.
The Remini has appeared on Friends, NYPD Blue, The Commish, Cheers, and Who's the Boss?
Stuff Magazine.
Well, I'll tell you what. I think we should congratulate her.
Well, here's where the problem lies.
Did that surprise you that I said that?
No. listen, I wish them nothing but happiness.
Of course.
But the truth is that for the last, how long has it been now?
She's dead to us.
Well, didn't we extend the olive branch the last time and she said, hey, I'm sorry that I was such a bitch when we tried to do the show with her, and then we've tried to get in touch with her since.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I believe
she's
the last...
probably been, like any bride, stressing over the arrangements, and I think she would probably be just dreamy to talk to now that it's all over.
But when did they get married again? What was the date?
Saturday.
So they might be on their honeymoon. Anyway.
On their honeymoon, right.
As I recall, that we did part as friends. With no real future engagements
implied. There was no real animosity.
But wasn't there, I don't want to say unspoken because it was spoken, wasn't there an agreement that we were going to have Angelo Pagan's bachelor party in Las Vegas?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Now we can call and we have the moral high ground and we can be the hurt, you know. Thanks a lot. We thought we were friends.
But insisted, because remember,
you and I had just come back from Las Vegas, right?
Right, and she said, you guys, you would know how to give him a proper bachelor party. And that's what she charged you guys with doing that. And
you guys is.
And that's where we parted.
Well, she's married.
Yeah.
And the question is...
I think we need to get in touch with her.
All right, let me
see. I think it's important. We can call her and ask her when she'd like the bachelor party to be.
Let me see.
The belated bachelor party.
Yeah. And really, I think Vegas is now out of the question.
Yeah. Fairfax.
If Mr. Pagan would like to fly out here.
I'll try the home number first.
There's no... I mean, she's a major star. They would have to be in some exotic locale.
Maybe not. No, hold on. I've got to do this thing.
Because we're filming already. And, What the hell is your sister's name again, Lorraine?
Nicole.
Lorraine's her mother.
Nicole is the sister.
Mm-hmm.
I can't hear it, Rob.
Is Vivian the.
You need to be
enough. Oh, hello. Oh, it's still ringing. There you go. Still ringing. Hey, Charlie, would you bring me in Leah's cell number, please? I lost it. Oh, I'm getting an automated hello.
Hello.
Hello, you've reached the Remini household.
You want to leave a message?
No, that's bad. Yeah. We got to catch her live. Yeah. We don't want to give her a heads up because that'll let her plan her strategy.
Right.
I like to get her off balance. That's a good thing.
Mm-hmm. So would I.
Yeah, man.
Boy, would I love to get her off balance.
I bet she's a different woman now.
Well, I don't know.
I bet she's worse.
Maybe.
Rob.
Wait, is she fat, Rob?
No.
Rob, you've always thought she's fat. Every time we see her, you say you think she's gained weight.
No, I've never, well, but
you did.
Maybe she put on some weight, and I think that's good. She could stand to put on a few. I like
she might be happier.
No.
Maybe?
No, I would bet you $100 she's not happier. She's still miserable.
I think this is what she wanted.
She's still miserable. He's got to be happy, though. Are you kidding?
I don't know about that.
Then we'll listen to his resume. Thank you, Charles Broyhill.
You're welcome.
And now look at that. See, now, I alluded to the feud that I had with Charles.
Yeah.
Our feud is over.
Right. You two are lovey-dovey again?
Charles and I feud once every few years.
But I've been feuding with Charlie since 1985, ladies and gentlemen.
But our feud is over, so that's the sell.
Right, but look, on this website.
On IMDb. Hold on. If you go to imdb.com and you do the search,
yeah.
Philly Remini,
yeah.
It says trivia. Once worked as a telemarketer, described as Kevin James, having the mouth of the construction worker, blah, 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 blah. Dating singer Angelo Pagan. May 2002, joined the nationally syndicated Don and Mike radio show.
Huh. Wow. Interesting.
Yeah.
We're on her bio.
Joined for 2 weeks.
Yeah. But doesn't matter. She put us there. That's good.
No, her agent put us
somebody
there.
Somebody. That's all right.
Remember the reason that...
You can tell what I'm doing here. I'm the pep talk for Philly. I think we have to...
No, see, I remember all the stuff. Even though she apologized, I remember like when we were out in Los Angeles and she was screaming...
Couldn't have been more charming.
But she was screaming about, you know, you effing liar. Screaming about, you know... Where's my coffee?
Yeah.
Where's my bagels? I'm a star. Where's my coffee? And then we'd be doing bits, and she would just sit there with the headphones on and go, this isn't funny. You're just being mean. Really, I don't get what you're trying to do here. Because she had never really heard our show before.
I was kind
before.
Of attracted to her sister, Cindy. What was her sister's name?
Oh, and now you're really lying. Because Nicole is just a bitch on wheels.
I just really think we need to maintain some sort of Hollywood connection. Well, of course, Dick Van Patten is back with us.
Patton?
Yep.
We have Patton Oswalt. He's a friend.
Yep.
C-O...
Oh, hold on.
Do you think Patton was at the wedding?
Hold on.
Wireless services. The subscriber you have called is unavailable or has traveled outside the coverage area.
Honey.
Please try your call again later. Message CO20.
So that's like you can't even leave a message.
Right.
A massage.
So anyway, maybe they're in Tahiti. Hold on, there's two cell phone numbers. There we go.
She's going to go tremendously well when we get her on the phone.
I think so.
I love her.
I'll ruin it, though.
No, don't do that.
I'll ruin it because I'll say I'm heartbroken.
Well, I'm a little bit peeved.
Okay.
I really think they ought to pay our way out to Los Angeles to stay at their home.
Rob, what do I got to do to hear this? Oh, there you go. I got it. I press the buttons. There you go. Here we go. Trying her other cell phone right now.
Very good.
Hello?
Mrs. Brigham?
I don't hear anything.
Hello, Mrs. Brigham.
Push the button here. There you go. Hey, Leo? TV star Leo Remini. Are you on your honeymoon?
What?
Are you on your honeymoon?
No.
You're not honeymooning?
No.
We found
what it said.
And we were never even told.
Honey, we forgot to invite Donna Mike to the wedding.
Yeah.
You're with him now?
You're with him.
Do you remember the bachelor party? Do you?
And the bachelor party that they were supposed to throw for you. Hey?
Well, we can always do that.
Well, he said you guys can always do that for him because we didn't have a great one.
Well, 33-year-old actress who exchanged vows with longtime fiancé Angelo on Saturday in Las Vegas in front of 150 guests. You couldn't have made that. You couldn't have made that 100. Couldn't have made that 152, huh?
Actually, it was 88.
Ah,
88 well, people. According to your publicist, 150. You couldn't have made it 90 instead of 88.
I mean, how come we didn't invite Don and Mike to our wedding?
Because you don't like us.
We actually did forget to invite a lot of people that we love. It was so quick.
Hey,
put together so quickly.
Will there be pictures like in the tabloids?
But you know,
I hope so.
Did you sign a deal with the Inquirer or anybody?
No.
Were there paparazzi there?
Tell them what I said.
But we hope.
We hope.
You know, we kind of like wanted to make that, you know, we felt we would feel important if if they did show up. But we didn't see any. There was a guy on the roof, but we don't know who he was, if he was out or something.
How come you're not honeymooning?
How come we're not honeymooning, honey? That was another thing we forgot to put together.
She sounds different.
So did you?
She sounds different to me. Marriage has changed.
Are you knocked up?
No, not yet.
Not yet. Are you eating now?
Yeah.
What are you enjoying for lunch?
Right now I'm having egg whites and sausage.
Are you?
No. We're eating at another restaurant.
Are you in L.A.?
Yeah.
Okay, so you're back from Vegas.
I'm down the street from my house. But the thing is that we put the wedding together so fast, it was like this craziness going on for 3 weeks, and then it was just over.
Was it at the Little White Chapel?
No. So, it was at the Four Seasons.
Oh.
The Four Seasons.
In the Mandalay Bay.
No, that's in the Bellagio, I believe. Or, no, you're right, Mandalay Bay.
Yeah.
Mandalay Bay.
It was really very pretty, but it was hot. But I didn't want to spring the extra money for the air conditioning unit. Everybody was miserable. All the guys in there, they were miserable.
All the guys.
We wouldn't have been miserable.
We would have been your jesters, as always.
We would have been flower children.
Family members that we forgot to invite.
There were family members?
Yeah.
Now listen, I bet you didn't forget to invite your mom or Nicole.
Of course not.
Right.
Okay. No, you're right. You're right. I'm very sorry. Honey, they're mad at us.
We're crestfallen.
Not even that we weren't invited, but to find out through a tawdry press release.
And may I tell you where this came from? It came from E! Entertainment Online. Yes. My God, that's a
slap. We can reenact it for you.
That's a slap. That's a slap.
And also, we can reenact it for you.
Huh. How, was it a touching ceremony? Was there anything?
Oh, we were crying like two little bitches, Angela and I.
Well, then here's the question, Leah. So should we just mail you the gifts that, of course, we've already got for you, or how should we handle that?
Well, to be honest with you, I think we should tell her that before we send it back, the gift that we were giving you, someone was going to have to drive it out to Las Vegas.
Okay. Oh, you guys are such liars right now.
Yeah. Of course we are. And the other gift,
so
which was...
Cute.
The other gift, the stage show at the reception.
Yeah, we were gonna do our live show.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And we were gonna clean it up because you know.
We had a live show at the reception. It was our DJ.
Oh, you had it.
Who called me Lisa?
Oh my God! Death penalty.
Could you imagine? Now listen, we just got married. We go into the lobby. I do my little touch up on my lipstick and stuff. And we're getting ready to walk in. We're being introduced for the first time, and he goes, "Everybody. Okay, let's get ready to welcome Lisa and Angelo."
See, if Mike and I had been there as the DJs at your wedding, that would not have happened.
No, because we're professionals.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, there's a lot of graves in the desert, aren't there, Leah?
Well, then I deserve it, then.
But it was, when you fed each other, did you feed each other cake?
Yes, but very nicely.
Yeah, see, that's it.
The wedding planner told us that. Her experience was that when people shove cake in each other's faces, that they usually don't laugh.
Yeah. And after all those years of absentation, how did it finally feel to finally have sex with Angelo?
Oh, my God. It was so wonderful.
Because I know you're
the virgin.
You'd never done anything with him before.
You kids waited so long.
Well, we did make out, and he did kind of heavy pet once in a while.
Right. Did you wear white?
Of course I wore white. And it was Angelo's first time. He just told me, "Was it, honey? You were very good."
That's wonderful. So, and have you converted to Buddhism or whatever his religion is?
No, or is he converted to yours, the L. Ron Hubbard?
Yes,
yeah,
that's
that
right.
A long time ago.
Oh, it did.
Yeah.
Okay. Were there any of those people there?
A lot of those people.
A lot of he had a lot of those Scientologists.
Mm-hmm. A lot of Scientologists.
Winged creatures from beyond the grave.
All right, well, listen.
Money on alcohol.
Stranger, we just wanted to tell you congratulations
and
I feel bad. I know you're sad.
We're just delighted to have read about your wedding.
However, whenever I think of you when I'm not watching you at 9:30 on Monday night and of course anticipating that move to Wednesday.
Right. Isn't that weird? What do you think of that?
Well, I think 60 Minutes 2 and Becker are not the best lead-ins that you could have asked for.
Right. Hey, what do you think of our Emmy nomination? Only kidding. Go ahead.
Here's the thing. Whenever I really get a Jones for Leah, who I guess, you know, and I forget sometimes what she looks like, mm-hmm. I pop in old school, as I mentioned, and then if I go to the part that they didn't put in the movie, you're all over that.
Oh, how was that?
Did you know that?
No, I didn't see that. Tell me.
If you get the version of Old School that has all of the deleted scenes,
yeah,
you're all over that. I mean, in the movie, you're like 10 minutes in the movie as Vince Vaughn's wife, but in the deleted part, you got like 40 minutes in there, baby.
Really?
Yes, you're all over it.
Mm. Well, you know they're doing a number two.
Are you going to be a number two?
Yeah. They promised me a better part.
Oh, really? But is it going to be the same role?
Yeah, it's going to be the same role.
But you're just going to have more more dialogue and stuff like that?
They promised me a whole minute in the movie, so excited.
Well, listen,
very excited about it.
Leah, what can I say as I just give me a moment to collect myself and wipe my tears away. Congratulations. It's nice.
I know you're mad at me.
It's nice being an acquaintance of yours.
Leah, listen to me. Don't let...
Oh, my God, Don.
Don't let our pain... Don't let our pain take away from your happiness. It's your happy time. It's your happy time.
Yeah, I just keep messing up when it comes to you guys, right?
This should be the happiest time of your life, and God forbid that you should forget two guys who have shamelessly thought of
made
you.
Made my career.
No. Listen,
we're realistically, we know we haven't done that. There's no need to say that.
Certainly not, but have stood behind you and faithfully watched your show quite often in the nude.
Through our tears, we wish you the best, darling.
I'm really sorry, you guys, but it was a very small wedding, and it was very quick.
Only 88 people. Many years from now, promise to look back and think of us, Leah.
Yes.
How about you come to our one-year anniversary celebration?
In Las Vegas?
Uh-huh.
Okay.
All right. Anyway. Hansel and I pay for it.
Pay for us to come to Las Vegas?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. No problem.
Yeah, we'll be there.
No problem, honey. Well, listen, really...
finish your egg whites and your sausage.
Okay.
Did you have
you guys.
Did you have Screech from Saved by the Bell there?
No, he wasn't invited. I'm sorry.
Was Kevin there?
Kevin was there with his girl.
Was Jerry there?
Uh-uh.
Was Patton there?
Hey, Barb. No. It's still not a good time to talk to you.
What about that director that looks like Pete Townsend?
Yeah, he was there.
Yeah, okay. Well,
now,
that's it.
There you go.
All right. Kill us.
There you go.
Kill us now.
How many of the friends were there?
I'll tell you later.
None
of the friends were there?
No.
Who, outside of your immediate star circle, who was the biggest name at your wedding?
My honey.
Who was the biggest star?
My honey was the biggest star.
Who was?
Of the night. Who? My honey was.
Your honey, Angelo?
Yeah, my husband.
Okay, we're happy for you. Thanks for giving us that nugget.
Many stars there.
How many Van Pattens were at the wedding?
None.
Wow.
No Van Pattens?
No.
Wow, honey, you just didn't... Well, I'm sure it was beautiful, but...
You didn't have a Van Patten at a Hollywood wedding?
No wedding is complete without a Van Patten.
Well, then it wasn't complete.
Not even Nels?
Nope.
No, you're just going to have to, at some point, probably within the year, renew your vows and get, like, Vince or Pat.
How about Siegfried or Roy?
Nope.
All right.
Mm-mm.
So you're happy?
I'm very happy. Mm-hmm. I wanna do it all over again. I'm in that depression now that it's just done and that's it.
And what about children?
Well, Angelo's
We're gonna start in September.
You're gonna start trying in September?
Yeah.
Oh, very good. All right.
Yeah.
Sadly,
sorry,
Leah,
guys, that's so bad.
Sadly, Leah, even though we're not friends anymore, I still watch your show and even watched it on Monday night, the one where it's the beginning where you think you're pregnant. I watch it, and I sit there with my wife, who you might remember.
Wait,
you used to actually talk to my wife once in a while.
Hang on. Angela said we're going to invite you to the birth of our child.
Like to the hospital?
That's even...
To the hospital, honey?
That's even farther off now than the one-year anniversary. We're just getting
farther and farther away.
Which one do you want to come to?
I can't bear any more of this humiliation.
So Monday night, Fred and I are watching your show, and I said, look at that. Do you remember that? Do you remember when that... When that beautiful girl used to actually sometimes talk to us?
Right.
Yeah.
And Fred said, yes, I remember I talked to her. And she said, what's her name again? I said, that's Leah Remini.
It's an interesting experience to be dead to someone.
Would you shut up?
It's funny. It's a funny feeling.
Honey, I want to talk. I'm waiting for you guys to call me. I mean, I don't want to
call you. No. We called you the last time.
I wasn't sure. I didn't know that we agreed that I would be the one to call... next time.
No, no. Well, let's just get this straight. Not that I've done any research, but of the 28 times that you've appeared on our show, not counting the ill-fated time that you were actually involved, of the 28 phone conversations that you've had on the show over the last 4 years, we called you 28 times.
Do you want me to call you?
You know what? You could call us, and I'm saying this because, you know what? Through the pain of this moment, and this is really probably, in my broadcast career, one of the most painful things I've ever gone through on the air.
The most.
Right.
We're going to take the high ground, and I'm just going to say, yes, call anytime you feel like it.
But don't feel any pressure that...
No pressure. And
Don't feel pressure of the 28 previous times that we've had you on the telephone. We've called you every time. And incidentally, I'm not adding
you. Not
there.
To mention, throw in the plugs for Vivian's. When in Los Angeles.
That's not particularly true.
Los Angeles, eat at Vivian's.
It is, and you'll be even more ashamed to know that counting today, the times we have tried to call you on the show and not gotten through to you.
Yeah.
36 times. God, we are pathetic.
We are.
Let me add those numbers up.
But we keep coming back.
I must have called you at least 7 times.
You did not.
We keep coming back for more.
64.
Well, that's not true.
You're not eating at Vivian's right now, are you?
No, I'm not.
All right. Okay.
We've attempted to call Leah 64 times.
Mm-hmm.
28 times we have successfully, 29 times.
Yeah.
65. 36 times we were not able to get through.
Okay.
Not called us once.
But we're like the little engine that could.
Mm-hmm.
Well, listen, I'm very sorry that I've disappointed you once again.
Congratulations on your wedding, and
we wish you much, much happiness.
It's not good.
Are you going to talk crap when I hang up?
No. It, Leah, this is not goodbye. It's just so long.
When do you want me to call you back?
So long.
When do you want me to call you back?
Maybe when you're pregnant.
That's horrible.
Whenever, or maybe, whenever you decide that, you're feeling moody, whatever. Whenever you decide that...
That's a great idea.
Whenever you decide that you need the two big fat whores to help, promote your show, give us a call, and we'll be here as always.
Or you can call us when you're really in a bad mood and you feel like venting, and we're good... For that.
Well, that would be in a week because that's when I get my period.
Okay. Well,
in Los Angeles, they dine at Vivian's. Don and Mike.
Did you hear that?
Listen, did you hear that? We had that recorded.
This is one of our bumpers. Listen to this, Leah.
When in Los Angeles, they dine at Vivian's. Don and Mike.
Now, look
there
at
it is. See?
Even to this day. We continue.
Hang on.
And then here we
so
are.
I'm so unappreciative. I'm so sorry. I don't
here we are.
Why don't we leave it that way? I think that's the best way we can do it. Call us when you have your period.
Okay. Will do.
All right. Congratulations.
Best to you and Angelo. Enjoy the rest of your lunch.
One more time. Let's hear that bumper one more time.
When in Los Angeles, they dine at Vivian's. Don and Mike.
All right. I'm so sorry.
So long.
Really? I love you guys. I do.
We'll talk to you soon.
So long.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
So long.
There she goes.
She hung up first. We didn't have to play the game with her.
No.
She just hung up first. You know what she's doing now? She's continuing to stuff the food in her mouth.
So, hey, here's the deal.
Those jerks.
Will she call when she has her period? We will see.
No way. We are off that radar, baby. I'll tell you when she calls, after she gets a couple of weeks of the excitement of the lead-in of 60 Minutes to in Becker.
Yep, right. Yep. Eating her. She's eating the same stuff she ate when we were out there, though.
It's like she always eats.
That's egg white.
Besides Angelo. And whatever specials he's making at Vivian's. What was the special, Rob, that he made at Vivian's? It was...
egg white omelet with spinach.
And he had a name for it, didn't it? He had a name for it. It was...
Beefy.
No, it wasn't...
Yeah, I think it's called the Gigolo. I'm not sure. No, that was so cruel.
Powerball winner.
Really.
Powerball winner. Lottery winner.
Lottery winner.
Instant millionaire.
Well, that was good fun.
Well, there you go. So
I enjoyed that.
TV's Leah Remini got married.
Went in Los Angeles.
Yeah. I mean, come on. We got invited to the Charles Broyhill and Lisa Herndon marriage, for goodness sake.
Yes, we did.
I mean, God damn.
Very prompt, incidentally, with the thank you notes. I got a very nice thank you note on my wedding gift for Charlie and Lisa. I'm very happy about that.
Yeah, they know how to handle things.
They do.
They do.
It's called etiquette.
Unlike the Reminis.
Hi, my name... Hello, I am Angelo Remini.
Can you imagine that?
Welcome to Vivian's.
Can you imagine that disc jockey if he really did do that?
Oh, no, I bet he did.
Oh, to the Diva of Divas?
Here they are, Angelo and Lisa. You son of a bitch. You son of a bitch. My daughter. You called my daughter Lisa, you son of a bitch.
And don't forget Nicole.
We might not pay you, you bastard.
But that was preceded with the guy with no neck saying, the mother of the bride would like to speak to you.
Exactly.
You're a very hateful person.
You have hate in your soul.
That's what she said to me one time. Leah's mother said that to me. Don, you have hate in your soul. All right, here she comes. Oh, my God. They called her Lisa. Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
Oh, my God. Hey.
I'm at the Leah Remini's wedding.
Oh, someone called her Lisa.
Oh, my God.
Okay.
So that's the story there. Mm-hmm. Now, we're not going to do the what was that, Rob? Did you throw that at me or what?
Yeah. Don't let it happen again. No, I dropped the traffic test.
I got you. Mm-hmm. We're not going to do the secret sound right here because Ross Valerie from Journey is scheduled here.
Is he here now?
I don't know. It's 467.
Did you say he was going to bring people with him?
Yeah. And now we don't know if they're hookers. Hello?
Righto?
Hey, Righto.
Right.
What is that new?
Is
Righto?
The dude from Journey, he's not here yet?
No, he's not.
He wanted to get here an hour ago. He wanted to get here like a half
2:30.
Hour. Yeah, 2:30, a half hour before the show started. He's a little flighty.
That's the word I would use.
Charles, any word on who he's bringing with him?
Dane Castronova.
Oh, hold on. Here's the hotline. I bet it's him.
Hmm.
Okay, thanks, Charles.
Okay.
Bye. Hello?
Hey, Dad.
Hey, Ross?
No, this is Bart.
Oh, you said Dad. Hey, I'm sorry,
it's
dude.
It's Ross. It's Ross.
What?
It's not Russ, it's Ross.
Well, is this Bart or Ross?
This is Bart, but his
this
name, you
Bart.
Said, hey, Russ, and it's Ross.
Oh, well, I have written Ross. I'm sorry.
I just, you know, because we were talking about that yesterday.
Yeah.
It's confusing ready. Both of us, and that's why I'm just giving you the heads up on
it. Well, here's how I'm going to remember it. He's like the guy in Friends.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Ross.
Ross.
Ross and Rachel.
David Schwimmer.
Hey, so anyway, what's up, college man?
I'm just giving you a heads up. I'm not going to the concert.
Oh, you're not feeling well enough?
Oh, no, I can't. So I'm sending tickets along with friends, and all the seats are going to be taken. But thank you, Tammy, for getting them, but I can't go.
Oh, that sucks, because my son is a giant Journey fan,
mm-hmm.
And he likes it's Sticks and REO Speedwagon, right?
Yeah, Journey, Sticks, and REO.
Pretty good concert. Yeah.
Wow, so, you know, this is... This is like not one of those fake things that you get with your kid when he has to go to school.
Right.
You got to know now, he's really sick because he's not going to the concert tonight. All right, bud.
Okay.
Okay. Well,
say hi to Ross for me, please.
I will. And I guess I won't ask for the passes for your friends.
No.
Okay. All right.
I
love you. I'll see you later. Get well.
Thanks.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Bye.
That's too bad.
Yeah.
Is that a thing where young people are... Like tracking with groups from that era?
All of Bart's friends are so into not only hair bands, but all of the 80s bands.
Really?
Yeah. Mm. They listened to all that. I was amazed. You know that commercial, that the car commercial is Any Way You Want It?
Right.
Right. Any song? Every time that comes on, Bart says, Dad, turn that up.
There you go.
I love that song.
Hmm.
And he requested, he very rarely requests tickets to a concert. He wanted tickets for him and all of his friends to go... See Journey.
That's too bad he's not feeling well.
And I was going to ask to get them some passes, but some backstage. But as you heard, being as he's not going,
mm-hmm.
Well, then the friends will just have to sit in the free seats.
I think they can live with that.
Babe, I love you.
Now, this is not Journey.
No, Mike. No, Mike. You got the reverb on, Robbie? No, Mike. This is not Journey. This is one of the other bands. See, what we don't know, Ross said that he's bringing a couple of friends with him.
Yeah, who's the guy that was mentioned there?
Well, it could be Kevin Cronin from REO Speedwagon.
It's my Italian name you mentioned.
Yeah.
There was a name that didn't
There's probably nobody we've heard of, but either way. Hey, babe. We go to 344.
Hey, I must be on my way.
That's Janis DeYoung, right?
That's right. Time is drawn. I don't think he's in the group anymore.
I can't even talk with this reverb on.
Oh, hold on a second. Hold on. Hold on. I got no problem talking with the reverb on, Mike. How you doing, everybody? My name is Angelo Remini. I just hit the lottery. Leah Remini. Gonna knock her up and bathe in her love and all of her money. Here's Journey.
Stepped on it. You walked a wee bit. That's very uncharacteristic for you.
Stepped on it.
Never happened.
Give me number two there, Robbie. Yeah. Just give me one more. One more shot at this. Hi, everybody. This is Nicole Remini. Don't forget my website, onepushybitch.com. Get to see great pictures of my mom, who has hate in her heart, and my incredibly rich sister, Leah Remini, and now...
Journey,
everybody, on Remini Radio.
That's a tougher one right there.
That's right, boy.
I love all these hits.
Yeah, I like those. Finally, one more that has really no intro on it. Want to send this one out?
Oh, I need the reverb, Rob.
Hey.
Need the reverb.
Hey.
Got to have the reverb.
Long distance dedication to Japan.
Number two.
Jesus. Sorry, I'm really making a mess. Do it again, though, because it was a good dedication. Long distance dedication to Japan. I didn't realize this was the version that had the intro, so I'll be glad to talk right now. Hi, everybody. Quasimoto with you. Say, if you're traveling anywhere up in Canada, don't forget, watch out for that SARS. That's something that started over here in the Orient.
SARS.
Don't forget, Sunday night at 8:30 on Fox, another exciting edition of Banzai. Bet now, who will win, Blackie or Whitey? Betting to ends. Domo Arigato. My name is Domo Arigato. Here they are, Lisa and Angelo Remini.
All right.
Well, the dude from Journey is supposed to be here shortly.
Good.
Fred is his name. And Fred...
You mean Ross Mallory?
That's it. I called him Fred.
That Fred. And Charlie mentioned some Italian name that he's bringing with him. Charlie?
Al Pacino.
No. I thought I heard
Robert De Niro?
Fred.
Charlie, help me, please. Please, God, you did say a name. Who was it?
Yes, I did. Dean Castronova. He's the drummer.
Dean Castronova.
For Journey?
For Journey.
For Journey.
Right on. No.
Not the original drummer.
Not the original drummer.
A drummer.
He is their current drummer.
Yeah!
All right, well, maybe they'll show up. We'll see. Right. We'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Don't tell me they're just letting the audience just stand out there like that. Oh my God. Okay. So let's hurry, y'all. Seriously. This is retarded. They told me they were gonna do a vamp. Oh no. What are they doing?
See?
Let me see.
See?
fractured wrist and broken fingers.
Hey, is that a guy with the gray hair that's out there in the lobby?
That's what I've just been told. I walked right past him on my way to the John and just thought he was just some guy.
Yeah.
Right. And Rob said no. No. And then Charlie said...
I saw him. He's a gentleman that appears to be slightly infirmed walking down the hallway.
He has Parkinson's. He's got the Muhammad Ali Michael J. Fox thing.
Wow. Right. Right.
And he's going to come in and...
he's going to give you some tips on how to cut your meat with one hand. Is that what it is?
He probably will.
Right. I guess, but there he comes now. Hello, sir. Enter and sign in, please.
Hi there. Let me get my cunning honey on the phone. I'll just tell you what. It's a god-awful time I had last
How are you? Time. I'm Mike. This is Don.
Hi there. I'm Don. Have a seat. Hey, baby.
Here's my sweet peanut.
I got a guy here with Parkinson's who's going to give me some hints. Last night when we went out to dinner, my wife and I went to dinner, just the two of us.
Romantic?
As romantic as I can possibly make. I didn't have a steak. And did you notice the trouble that I was having negotiating the steak with the cast and the things on my fingers?
No, I was pretty much gazing in your eyes the whole time.
Wow. Oh, wow. Hey, this guy's got
boy,
this guy's got a tool.
All right, well, honey, I've got a gentleman here who's going to help me through this.
Wow.
Oh, well, good. I hope he helps you get a little bit more coordinated with your hands. That would be very nice.
All right. Thank you for your support,
dear. You're welcome.
I love you.
Goodbye.
Bye-bye. There's a little pamphlet there. Now, hi, what is your name, sir?
I'm Rich Perlman. This is my daughter, Candace.
Hello, Candace. Hello, Rich.
Hi, Candace.
And we've been handed...
Okay,
so this is... are you an entrepreneur? Is this your product?
Is this your product?
My product. I invented it. I patented it.
Yeah,
you know what? Don't let Parkinson's slow you down from hawking a product on this show.
Now, I want you to know we do a comedy show, so I have to say this. As I'm watching you with your left hand, it looks very much like you're working your man.
motion... It's a similar kind of motion.
Candace, you might want to turn your head away when I'm talking about your dad doing this.
Sadly, she knows things I don't think she's supposed to know.
Oh, that's good. Now... Did you, they always say necessity is the mother of invention. Is that how, when you became stricken with Parkinson's, is this when you came up with the tool? Have you shown down the tool yet?
I have not.
This is great.
It's like called the IMIX.
For the physically challenged.
Right.
Okay, so how do, now as you can see, I've got the cast, and I've still got one of these things on my fingers. This finger I can bend a little bit. They finally took the splint off.
More than I can do.
Okay, but how would I use this to eat my...
Candace will
eat my meat. Candace?
It looks like a pizza wheel.
Can you step up to the microphone and tell us how to...
I'm very embarrassed.
Hold it in your hand, just like a handle, basically, and then just cut your meat like this.
Oh, I see. Let me explain this now.
I mean, what it looks like is a pizza cutter on one end and a knife. Like a unique kind of, a fork, on the other side.
So what you do is, when you get your piece of meat, you back and forth with the pizza wheel.
Looks better than it sounds.
Roll the blade over it.
And then you flip it over, and you just...
Stab the meat
and put it in your mouth.
Very cool.
One hand, no fuss, no muss.
Outstanding.
It's so simple.
I'd be glad to promote this. I hope I can keep this.
That's my only...
Believe it or not, a prototype.
But I will bring it back for you.
Yeah, okay, now you got.
Well, what am I going to do tonight for my meatloaf?
You take it with you.
Meatloaf crumbles.
We'll pick it up at the end of the week.
No, you can have it. I don't know where it's been, to be honest. I'd like one in a box. Now I'm going to have this. Let me see. It does the job of a knife. Does the job of a fork. Allows the upper extremity physically challenged a measure of independence.
And he lists all the things. You've been in an auto accident, mangling your arm and hand, crippling your left hand, painfully ruining your hands with arthritis, a stroke, tripped on the ice.
It has nothing here about being hit in the hand with a baseball bat while someone was throwing a sausage.
No, it says here you were injured playing baseball, but it says pulling your rotator cuff. So that's. Right. But I mean, these are all the things where you would be down to one hand and you use it.
Permanent with MS or muscular dystrophy.
Do you know who could use it?
Yep. Yes.
Our good friend Dennis Murphy.
I'd try to get in touch with Dennis Murphy and maybe you guys can point him towards.
I mean, Dennis. Dennis has had people cut his meat for him.
That's right.
I've been out to dinner with Dennis where he's had people cut the meat for him.
Yeah.
There's nothing worse than having your wife have to cut your meat for you.
Yeah, I would imagine that. Tell me about it. You know, when Rob and I were out in Sacramento, Rob had to cut my meat for me. We shared a...
I seem a little too close.
you stole my line. I was going to say the exact same thing. Absolutely.
All right, well, I see you have this thing patented. Now, is this available? Do you have a website or something?
No, that's all I've got right now. Took me 3 years to develop it, figure it out, get through all the patent pending process, and we'll see what we can do from here.
All right, well, it's called the MX, and what it is, it's if you've been hit in the hand with a baseball bat,
mm-hmm. right,
and you've fractured your wrist and broken a couple of fingers, it's a very easy way to cut and eat your meat.
And now we know, and I really think, Dennis, this is right up Dennis's alley.
Just simple, nothing electric. Just you and yourself.
And it's kind of like, it's got a nice kind of rustic quality, too. A nice wooden quality handle there. It's
made
very
America
nice.
By Americans.
Made America by Americans. Well, I'd be proud to take that into the finest steakhouse in the country.
Sure. Richard, thank you very much.
Thank you.
We'll hold on to the information.
Please do.
And when you get a clean one, send me a clean one. the doctors tell me I'm going to be in this thing for at least another couple of weeks.
Thank you very much for your help.
Thank you, Richard Perlman.
Fantastic.
I like that. All right, very good.
Richard. Very clever.
You can't have your pudding if you don't eat your meat.
There you go. That's
remember
right.
that.
In the words of Pink Floyd. All right, that's very good.
Congratulations on Bart getting to college.
Pardon me?
Can you say congratulations on Bart getting to college?
Oh, yes. I'll tell him. Thank you very much.
UNLV.
Pardon me? Very good.
I can't hear you. Is there what?
Candace is a freshman at UNLV.
Huh? You're going to UNLV? Very good.
Wonderful.
Okay, cool.
All right. Thank you, Richard. Thank you. I appreciate it. Thanks for coming in.
Thank you.
Very nice meeting you, Richard. We got to shake left-handed because my right hand is is all, bandaged up.
All right.
Thank you, Candace.
There he goes.
Bye-bye.
Cool.
Guy constantly looked like he's getting his jerk on.
Yeah. He had the shakes. Yeah.
And it was one peculiar movement.
Yeah, I was going to ask him. I didn't feel it was necessary to ask him whether he, Michael J. Fox does the medication, and sometimes they say the side effects of the medication, you prefer not to go on some of that medication to control it. And he didn't seem like he was on any medication to control the tremors that he had. That's kind of cool. I think that's balls.
But he probably gets off an awful lot because how could you...
Well, it would depend on whether, if you placed it in that, it would be awesome, I would think.
I noticed he had both.
Because it's involuntary, so really, the old adage of, it feels like a stranger. Might be. We didn't have time to ask.
Wouldn't it be great? You wake up in the morning. Everybody wakes up in the morning with a boner.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you wake up in the morning and you've already started to work on yourself.
But don't use public transit when you're doing that. It's just a thought.
Is it the MX? MX. And if it had not been used already, and if it was not the only one, I would have taken it.
That's very clever.
Because I'm having meatloaf tonight.
You know what? There's one group that he didn't mention.
Yeah,
I think it could be very good for the lazy. somehow it's just like if you're sitting there,
I'm so tired. No need to use my other hand.
And?
Gary, I'm cutting my meat and hand stabbing it with a fork.
You're assuming I use utensils.
And what about the very drunk?
Yeah, the very drunk
and the very high.
Right, absolutely.
Right,
Joe.
I'm still. He took it with him, so he didn't. Unfortunately, he didn't leave it with us. But I'm looking at it and just trying to think of what food stuff it would be innovative for too. Not necessarily for the impaired, because it really is a pizza cutter with a fork on the other side. And it seemed to me there would be certain things that are a pain in the ass to eat. And that you could eat. I don't know. I don't know one right now, but who knows?
There would be tough, just meats that are tough to cut in general.
Pork chops.
Pork chops. Yeah. There you go, Buzz.
That's a good one right there.
Be great for pork chops.
Almost chicken breast.
Almost worth breaking your hand for. Almost worth having Parkinson's for. Yeah. Just to be able to use the EMAX.
You can always pretend.
Hello, John and Mike.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Hey. Hi there.
Hey, I had a question, or not a question, but a comment for you. Since Leah Remini's been on, it seems like every time you talk to her more and more, she starts to sound like Liza Minnelli.
Liza.
They've been playing some of the, when you guys were on vacation, the best of, and they had the one where you guys were talking to Liza Minnelli. And I swear, this last conversation with Leah Remini, she sounded exactly like Liza did.
Wow. Robbie, if you would please grab that endorsement we have from Liza, and we'll compare that to a tape of Leah Remini.
You probably would have to take the narcotics out of the equation, but the lifestyle, who knows? I think you could have Eliza down the road a few years.
You give Leah one of those short Peter Pan haircuts?
Absolutely. You might have, maybe put a few pounds on her, a few LBs.
Well, I think a few years with Leah, Angelo's going to start sounding like Arthur.
Well, as much as I'd like to make fun of Angelo, even I don't think. Oh, you mean that Arthur? I meant. I thought you were talking about whatever her husband's name is. Okay, here is Leah Remini.
Don, I was looking at your picture today on the refrigerator. I'm looking at hair you have on that head. Honey?
Yeah, honey.
You have a beautiful head
Thank
of
you.
Hair.
And now here's Liza.
This is Liza Minnelli. Don and Mike, how can I say this, are a gay.
I'm not ready to throw the theory out.
Twin sisters of different mothers.
I think there's credibility in this call.
Have they ever been in the same place at the same time?
And what about the parallel between Leah's mom and Judy Garland?
Mm-hmm.
So, yes.
Yeah,
right.
God, yeah.
And Judy Garland, and now, if well, we don't have Judy Garland, but we do have a tape of Leah's mother that we could play right now.
We
don't have any Judy Garland tapes, but this is...
Leah Remini's mother. What's her name again? Her first name?
Oh.
It starts with a C.
Yeah, that's true.
You know. Here's Leah's mom.
I'm mad. I am mad enough. And yet still very self-conscious, but I'm going to write a book. And I'm going to talk. Wanted to believe. And I tried my damnedest.
She's talking about the wedding, that's where I got.
To believe in the rainbow that I tried to get over and I couldn't. So what?
Leah's mom.
Thank you, my friend. Good call.
Oh, that was good.
An outstanding call. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Donald, Miguel.
Hola.
Hey, I'm so concerned of what Frida is putting in her meatloaf that you need to worry about cutting it so much. Because meatloaf, you can usually take your fork.
I know. Normally, you think it's very pliable.
Right.
But the deal is that my wife, God bless her, tonight she's going out with Carrie, Robbie's wife.
Rob Spiewak.
Yeah, Rob Spiewak's wife. They're going out together. I think they're going to a meeting of the VIC, the Violently Insane Club.
At Vivian's?
And at Vivian's. And the deal is my wife has bought me a prepackaged meal from Sutton Place or something, and I know... When I get meatloaf from that place after it's been sitting in their refrigeration unit all day, it's been sitting in my refrigerator all day.
You get that leathery film on the top of it.
Yeah, there you go.
Which is why I ask, because normally you're right. Normally meatloaf is soft and pliable, and you know you can play with it like Play-Doh.
Right. Well, make sure you cut through the threads on this one, right through the Wilson part.
All right, thank you.
God, I hate utensils.
Bye.
They just get in the way, don't they?
They do.
They do.
So did Elvis. Yeah, that's why he used to just put all of his food in a big bowl and eat it with his hands off his belly.
Powdered peas and mashed potatoes mixed together.
When you really look at your hands, I mean, is there anything better for eating food? It's ridiculous.
Inside line ringing. Hello?
Hello, this is Arnold calling for Don and Mike.
Oh, he must be in the building.
It sounds like he's in the building.
Who's in the building? I'm not in the building. I'm calling from New York.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God.
How are you boys doing?
We're doing great.
We're doing great. Well, let me tell you, Ross and I waited. We had a suite at the Four Seasons yesterday in Philadelphia. And Joe Ardinger said that you were going to call back, and you didn't. We waited for 2.5 hours.
Oh, you must be very upset, Arnold.
Well, you know, I could chill out a little bit, but I love you guys.
Oh, my God.
I really do. I like your show.
It's Ross Valerie from Journey. Oh, my God.
Ross isn't quite here yet. He's had a few difficulties rounding up compatriots to come with him. And he's all by himself, and he's not happy. Yes.
Where is he? Is he out of the lobby right now?
He should be here any minute now. I just talked to him on the cell phone.
Yeah, why don't you send him down the hallway, Arnold?
We have to break first.
Okay.
Very
good.
Don't let him back here yet.
Not yet. Well, I must tell you that I love your show, and the guy who does me, he does me better than I do. Maybe I could take lessons from him.
Very, very kind of you, Ross.
But Arnold. His German is not very good.
Oh my God.
All my thousands of German-speaking friends would bust him immediately. He must say, Danke schön.
Starting to develop a low-grade headache.
We are getting a bad connection. I'm sorry. Operator? Operator, hello? Operator?
Somebody first in line.
Lost it.
I'm sorry, we lost him.
Very good.
Wrong coffee.
We lost him, but he's obviously in the lobby.
Yes.
And I've been warned things that Ross Valerie wants to do on the show is make a wacky call as Arnold. Now, Who let him in?
He busted through security.
No, see, the thing is, we don't want to talk to him until we're ready.
Come in. He's going to walk in.
No, he's not, Rob. He's at the door.
He's
block the door. We're going to take a break.
Is he out there, Rob?
Because if we don't take a break now, we're going to go like an hour without commercials.
I know.
Ross, no. Don't come in until we're done with a break.
He is trying to get in.
Don't come in or you can't do your bit. Rob, tell him if he comes in now, he can't.
No, Rob's got the door shut now. You got to go to commercial right now.
Yeah.
We're going to have it.
All right,
we'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Rock stars, is there anything they don't know?
The Don and Mike Show. You can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. They're ready to believe you.
Did you wash the ass today?
Right. They have very nice teeth. Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
And here he is now.
Rockstar. Is there anything they don't know?
From Journey.
I got two microphones today.
Ross Valerie. Ross, you want to use number three?
Number three. You know, this is... Would you agree this might be the nuttiest guest we've ever had in
on
the show?
Yeah, I know you are.
You're a little out there, man. You are.
Well, you know, it's like... I remember we talked on the phone. He said, hey, man, when you were here last time, were you high?
Well, I asked that question yesterday.
We did.
Were you high? You know? It's on the natch.
And I was saying...
No. On the natch. I told you the recipe, which is you get just not quite enough sleep.
Right.
You have a little tequila the night before.
See, that's what I said yesterday. Uh-huh. I said he was hungover the last time.
It's the blues recipe, and you're just a little crispy, and, and things fall out your mouth, and you can do that on the show.
Here you are at 4:30, and you're doing a show tonight in D.C. at the MCI Center.
You got it.
What time are you going on stage tonight?
We are going on, if the show starts at 7, with REO and then Styx, we would go on at 10. If it starts at 7:30, we go on at 10:30.
You guys headline every night?
Headline every night, take the bigger check.
Yeah. Well, yeah, I like it.
You know what? Get it right out of the way.
You know, but Styx and REO trade places.
According to how
they did for ticket sales last year.
Hmm. Oh, I got you. So like one night it's...
You never know.
Styx opens.
I might even be assuming that REO's opening tonight, but sometimes...
You know, that's interesting. And that must be a cooperative situation. Everybody getting along okay?
We get along great. In fact, REO's manager is our manager, and REO and Styx are geographically and genre-wise are from the same kind of music.
Right.
From the Midwest, and
regardless of what one thinks about the music of each of the bands, is
you hear them all in one sentence often.
You know, we love the music because it's music that we heard when we were growing up. Are you surprised that there are people like my kid? I don't know if you heard this. My kid's 18. He's going to be a senior at college this fall, and he's very sick today. He can't go, but he has 5 tickets. And he got these tickets with his friends. The friends are going without him. Now, they're all 18 years old. And, you know, everybody's been through town this summer. 50 Cent, Lil' Kim's been here.
Right.
They've all been here. This is the concert that they all wanted to go to. Are you surprised that there's a bunch of 18-year-olds and college kids that are digging Journey?
No, actually, I was surprised in the 90s. I got a call from my high school alma mater. They wanted to interview me. I'm going... You got to be kidding. They go, oh, no, we used Open Arms for our senior prom. I said, you got to be kidding me. He goes, no, we're into it. No, and the kids are just...
That has got to be an amazing rush to hear that they used that for their senior prom. I mean, you think of senior prom as the hit that particular year.
That's
amazing.
Senior prom 1980s or 70s.
Right.
So it's quite flattering. The kids are discovering... things far older than Journey, even Jimi Hendrix and Cream and Led Zeppelin.
My senior prom was more than a feeling.
Mine was
Mine was Dream On.
Dream On,
yeah. And or Begin.
What was yours? Something by Pat Boone?
Close. I think it's something by the Carpenters.
Ladies and gentlemen, if you know when those songs were out, you know how old these boys are.
Yeah,
we don't make a secret of that.
By the way, you guys are both looking great. I didn't recognize you when you walked out there.
Oh, really? Well, I've lost over 60 pounds.
I just said, hey, and you went, hey.
No, I didn't see. You mean out there?
No, over here. When you came out to look for a cartridge or something.
Oh.
That was Don, man. You look great.
Thank you.
60 pounds. Wow, did your person...
You are still the same a-hole we've always met.
Yeah. I just dropped the F-bomb.
Yeah.
Just to drop it.
No, we had a managing partner who always dealt with a weight problem, and when he got really skinny, his personality changed.
Huh.
So is that like when people quit drinking?
Yes.
Yeah, same kind of thing?
You didn't do that.
No. Oh, good, good. Fine.
No.
Don't ruin anything.
I know you want to do a bit.
And actually, okay.
No. We will let you do a bit in the next segment.
Okay.
But we do have people that want to talk to you first.
Uh-oh.
No, they're all Journey fans.
Protect me now.
No, come on.
I remember that last time.
No, you got your ass kissed
the last time you were here.
I missed your wife at the hotel.
Oh, yeah. You did get one of those.
Oh, yeah.
Hello, Don and Mike.
Don and Mike.
Hello.
Radio God.
Hi, you're on with Ross, Valerie, from Journey. Hello.
Ross.
Hello, how are you?
I got a question for you. I heard a little rumor that Randy from American Idol used to play bass for you guys.
Randy, yes, the producer, and he always makes a point on the show. My wife watches it religiously, and any time he has anything to do with the music that the people are auditioning with, he goes, oh, yeah, I play with those guys. Yes, Randy did play with the band for the... Raised on Radio. We have another name for it.
Really?
Raised on.
Well, I lost that. All right.
And we did a tour.
Mm-hmm. Raised on.
Raised on Radio, and you. It was just this, and you changed the name because you got to write it down.
Well,
something.
Anyhow, raised
on what?
It was a successful album and a very short tour, and after that point, the remainder of the band just sort of went off to lunch and left the engine running.
So there's a negative feeling about that tour and that album.
Well, I guess you could say so because I wasn't there, but according to Neil and John, I didn't miss a thing.
Give me the record. I'll tell you if it's any good.
Yeah, well, there is some good stuff. In fact, we perform songs from this album. Be good to yourself.
Hey, right here. No, here's a great one. Suzanne.
Suzanne is excellent.
That's an outstanding song. Be good to yourself is good.
Why don't you play it, Don?
Because I don't have a record player.
This is a modern, full-featured facility.
Actually,
you're getting a headache again. I'm sorry.
I will show you what a Journey fan I am.
We've got a bad connection here.
Do we still have the turntable in him?
No, we don't. However.
That's okay.
Hey, Joe.
No, I'm going to show you what a Journey fan I am.
Hey, but you know what, guys?
Yeah.
Hey, Joe.
You should never feel obligated.
No. Joe.
No, we
play
don't.
Play the music.
No,
man.
Joe, come here.
I love the music. I mean, we all
Joe.
It's hard to find people, and I'm not blowing smoke. It is hard to find people who don't like the music.
Joe, that's right. Please,
that's really good.
Yes. Go to my automobile, turn it on, and pop out disc number one.
I am flattered.
From the car. Now,
there you go.
And it's this song.
Okay. I always enjoy coming down here, you guys.
Downloaded a bunch of stuff, and that's one of them.
I'd be happy being a fly on the wall in the peanut gallery here. But
hello, Don and Mike.
We're going to play some music.
Oh, my God. How are you guys?
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God.
I'm feeling schizophrenic today. What a punk I am. What a little girl I am. Because about after 9-year relationship, I kind of got the boot. And I heard Open Arms the other day get my hair cut, and I thought I was going to lose it. And
that's
like, this is the only song, the only like sad song that I want to hear. And I've been driving around for like 2 days, going through every radio station, trying to hear that song.
Well, turn on Mix 107.3. They still play it every hour.
Yeah, they do.
I love those guys.
I'll tell you,
you're going to hear this tonight, too.
I got something to kind of keep me going there with that one.
Hey, he tossed it. Way to go.
I'm going
to
cry.
You're going to cry? I dare you. Go ahead, cry.
9-year relationship, sir?
Oh, my God.
Did she break your heart?
He said, oh, my God. Oh, my God.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God. She threw me out. Oh, I'm feeling schizophrenic.
Hello, Don and Mike show. Hello.
Ron?
Yes.
Hi. I've been a fan since 1975.
Wow, cool. So you know some of the old stuff then, don't you?
Yeah,
I've
it was a guy band
of a lifetime. Kahootech.
There you go. You were with the guy band before Perry, then, weren't you?
Yeah, it was before the Steve Perry band.
His seven-minute songs with self-indulgent solos and different time signatures. Yeah, very few people know about that band.
Self-indulgent solos.
No, it was fun.
This will make you happy. I lost my virginity to Kahootech.
Ooh.
Wow.
Thank you.
You know, I'm flattered. Thank you.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
You're on the show. Hey, how you doing?
From Journey. Hi.
Doing. Hey, you old buckaroo. What's happening?
What do you want? Go ahead, sir. You're on with Ross.
You're on the air, idiot.
Talk to me, buddy.
Hello, moron.
Yeah.
Dummy.
Hello.
Maybe he's got the Jurgens out.
Hello.
Yeah. How are you?
I hung up on him.
Yeah. How are you?
Very good. Don and Mike. Hi.
Hello.
How are you?
Don and Mike.
Yes.
What's up, man?
Yeah, go ahead. What do you want?
Oh, man, you guys are the best. I tell you, I listen to you guys every day on the radio here going down Highway 99 in California.
Well,
we don't need the bio. We just need to know what you want to say, please.
Now that you're done with it, all about me.
Hey, what can I do you for?
I'm a huge fan of Journey.
Well, thank you.
And I was at your show, last month here in...
It's Fresno. Still all about you, isn't it?
Well, you know, that's what the music's about, and for the fans, right?
The music's about you. That's
there
right.
You go.
Wow. Ross will validate that. Yes, the music is all about you, sir.
It is.
I want to prove the music is not all about them. It's all about me.
It's all about you. You have the CD.
From my car.
From slot number one.
Ross, you'll notice that this is just like a downloaded thing.
Oh, you got the Napster version.
Yeah, hold on. Let me find out which cut it is here. Give me just a second. This is not one of these gag things that I have. This is actually out of my car.
There you go.
Oops, wrong cut.
Uh-oh, Sade, look out.
That was Junior.
Actually, Junior.
Oh,
there you go.
Toto. Getting close.
Yes, Toad the Lime.
Right here. This is from the album you hate.
No.
But you play it now, right?
No, I don't hate that album. There's some good music on it.
I'm telling you, this is my favorite Journey song of all time.
I recall that.
And this is in my car. This is one of the tunes I jam to.
You do this at the show, Ross?
No, we do. Be good to yourself. Oh, off the Raised on Radio album.
There you go. And let me see that a moment.
You want to see my...
The album there. Go ahead and play.
Here you go.
All right, he's looking at
what?
Did you drop the music?
Yeah, well, you said you wanted to see it.
You popped it out.
No, you can...
You know, you can't play anything of...
Well, I'll play it to the hook. Hold on a second.
We have had on our
it's great.
Anyway, that's my favorite song.
It's a great song. We've got Be Good to Yourself in the current lineup. When we have longer sets to play,
do you do
I'll Be All Right Without You, which I think is cool. Yeah.
Do you do a standard lineup every single night, or do you shake it up a little bit?
We shake it up, but you have to find the right slot, because you have two bands that go on there and kick butt.
Right, right.
And so by the time you're on, you have to really be careful of what you play, because you got to keep them awake. So
now this is another good one. This is one that
this is cool.
That maybe if you're a Journey fan, it's like in your second tier. What album was this on?
Raised on Radio.
Raised the same radio.
Same album.
Yeah.
I'll Be All Right Without You. Another good one.
Now, where'd you get this from? Did you get this off a CD, another CD?
This is off my...
You got it from Napster.
No, this is off my Journey Greatest Hits CD.
Oh, okay. But play another one. I mean, I know you like this.
How about After the Fall is a good one. Is that on here?
Not on your Greatest Hits.
Hold on here. I'll give you one I'm just so freaking sick of.
Hold it. I have to get my glasses. My doctor
this is one, really. If I'm in the car with my son, like Q107 plays this, I say, you got to turn it off.
It's an anthem, Don. It's an anthem.
I had to play it so much that it's one of those things. You play a record every hour and then 10 minutes. You become numb to it and you say, no.
Well, just think about having to re-inspire the song every night you play it.
I played it more times than you did.
But this is the song where I get introduced, you see, so
it's extra special. Wonderful. Don't stop believing. Oh,
don't
my
stop breathing.
God.
Stop breathing.
Maybe for future tours.
And you still got that dude that sounds just like this dude, right?
We've got two dudes that sound like this dude. I mean, Steve Augeri does very well. He's filled those shoes.
Why do you have monkey puppets with you?
Well,
why do you have those with you?
Those aren't mine. Those are Arnold's. We'll talk about that next year.
So do you want to do a bit?
No, I don't really want to do a bit.
Oh, yes, you do.
No, I'm here. Listen, I don't care. I'm here. I'm happy.
You're happy?
I'm happy.
Now,
good.
Listen, here's my...
Do a bit.
Here's my... Why you must really be happy. From our commercial stack.
Okay.
Commercial number 307.
Oh, yeah.
Do it today. Come on down, MC. That's right, kids.
Yeah.
No, this is not for your concert.
You want 0% financing for up to 60 months or up to 5,000.
Oh, the board thing.
That puts a little change in your pocket.
Mary, are you listening? Go to the mailbox. Go to the mailbox. Secure the check.
Wait till I get home. So you guys finally got some of that, like, REO Speedwagon Bob Seger money.
Well, you know, I think it's about time. Yeah.
Not all buyers will qualify for Ford Credit APR.
And what we love about this commercial is that when they get done talking about the song or the stuff, it's just like it's 10 seconds in the song.
Yeah. What a track.
You see it on TV and the logo, though, the any way you want it.
Mm-hmm. So you don't even have to have it on.
That's big bucks.
Even in the music.
Even closed captions, it works.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay, let me give you another one.
Yes.
Let me give you one.
Uh-oh. Here we go.
What's he doing? What's he doing now, Dad?
One of the mellower ones.
Mellower sound.
Love songs of Lash FM. Thank you, Glenn Holla. I'm having a candle tonight. I'll be your server this evening. I want to play this one for a couple of newlyweds.
We serve this song with a Chardonnay
at Journey. Lash FM. Hey, you guys had a lot of great songs.
Yeah. Jesus, there's a whole pile of them, and basically that's the mainstay of the set. You know, we try and throw in stuff like from the CD you heard when I phoned in. And, you know, half the time they'll love it, and the other half the time they just kind of sit there and go, yeah, well, okay, how about when we know? So there's a fine line you ride. Every night.
Yeah, isn't that really?
I mean, when you go to a concert, I guess you gotta do it that way, right? I mean,
it's even more convoluted than that because last night we were in Philadelphia. We played Only the Young, mm-hmm. which is a big smash, and it went over like a lead balloon. But really,
Only the Young, that's essential Journey.
So, but fortunately, we given 80 minutes of playing time, and we have about 40 songs worked up. We can change and switch, but sometimes you never know which songs are going to
do you ever, I mean, in a show like that where you've got, I mean, you know, three great acts in a row, do you ever, is it ever frustrating to headline? I mean, would you ever want to go on first? But I mean, yeah, that's the way it's played out.
You can get pretty beat up and pretty drunk by the time you get out there.
I love you guys.
Yeah, that's right. God. Like just doing a third set.
And I find this hard to believe. Why don't you guys play Sherry?
It's not a Journey song. Go.
This is Only the Young. I find it hard to believe. We're on in Philadelphia on WYFD.
I know, and
that's where we called you from.
I find it hard to believe that the good people of Philadelphia turned a deaf ear to this last night.
You never know. Of course, they drink and they get tired at 11, 10 o'clock. Yeah, no,
let me play this to the hook. Don't you want at some point that you're out there, you're doing this, this is one of the big hits? Don't you just want to say, hey, F you.
Stop that.
No,
again.
Come on. You just go, hey,
I had a good time doing it, and you should move on to the next song.
Speaking of which,
yeah.
I talked to Charlie Boyhill earlier.
Yeah?
He said you guys aren't going to make it again tonight. Is this true?
Very true.
Why?
Very true.
Because,
oh, man, now I feel bad.
I love you guys.
What's going on? You guys are booked? I mean, you knew about this.
No, I didn't know ahead of time. I didn't know until you called.
There'll be another opportunity.
I knew. Because my son was going to go.
Uh-huh. And you were actually scrambling around here getting everything laid out for your son.
Yeah, let me call him. He will say hi to you.
Okay.
If you don't mind.
That made me like a big
show. And his name is Brad?
Bart.
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 Los. All the same, the wrong letters order.
Maybe like a big show.
I'm dyslexic today.
Hi, baby, put the boy on.
Hello, baby.
Hold on just a sec.
You guys got a great radio relationship. You just talk to your wife.
Yeah, you should see our real relationship.
Well, it looks good on radio.
I love her.
I keep her.
Yeah.
She's violently insane, but I love her.
Yeah. Well, you're well matched.
Aren't they all? And how is yours?
She's just fine. I talked to her earlier. We have a new little member of our family.
Really?
Yes. We are childless, so our pets are even more important. We have a new little Maltese.
Oh, another dog.
Bart. Hey, Barty.
Yeah.
Bart, here he is, Ross Valerie from Journey. I told him you were going to go tonight, and now you're sick. Bart.
Oh, yeah, I'm sorry, Mr. Valerie.
Mr. Valerie, who walked in? My dad?
All right, now.
Hey, Bart, it's good to hear from you. I'm sorry you're sick.
You proved to him you're 18, going to college this fall. What's your favorite Journey song?
I like Any Way You Want It a lot.
What?
I like Any Way You Want It a lot.
Well, there you go, bro. That is in the set. But you know what? There'll be another opportunity. Next time you have to drag your father and his comrades to the show.
And now here's where you can really make me a hero, because now you don't have to do it.
Because my kid is sick.
Could you have gotten him backstage passes?
They are available right now.
Barty, you hear that?
To all of you.
Oh, I wish I could go.
Even to that Joseph Oettinger guy who is the Boeing Book Club stuff.
He listens, ladies and gentlemen.
I'm listening, yes. He needs better material. He needs something like for a bodybuilding or maybe the autobiography of Christy Jorgensen. Better yet, how about a study guide to the Phallic Museum in Iceland?
No, I went there, you
know. We are going to do the Arnold book probably 3 years from now.
Okay,
now we're wearing it out.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God.
All right, Barty, well, there you go.
Forget him.
All right, nice.
Bart, it's really good to talk to you, and I hope you feel better.
It's an honor.
But like I said, come around next year, you're going to drag your father to the show.
I will.
And all make him sign autographs all night long.
All right, I love you. I'll see you, bud.
I love you, too.
Bye. Bye.
Now, I want to talk to your wife. No, forget Bart. No, never mind. She's gone.
You should know that when he calls normally when I talk to him on the air, nothing but lip,
right?
I have never heard
those words, and I mean, we were all kind of talking there, but if you heard it accurately, what he said, it's an honor.
Yep.
And that's
Mr. Valerie.
Mr. Valerie. I mean, he was, I've never heard him pull the whole polite yes sir thing out there.
Yeah. He's a fan.
It's a term of respect, and I have to accept it.
Nothing wrong with that.
And what's funny is that 4 or 5 years ago, when he was 13, he would make fun of the music that I listened to.
Hey.
And now, you know, he's stealing all my CDs.
Hey.
You know, after this many years of
being on the road and touring, do you go into certain cities and have a certain type of fan that makes you want to just run in the opposite direction?
I mean, are you able to spot them now right away and go,
oh,
yes. It's the ones that hang out in front of the hotel all night long.
Wow. Hey, but if they're still hanging out in front of the hotel,
you're pulling in, you're getting off the bus, and there's that guy running. And you've just woken up, you got bus hair. And you don't quite make it to the door, and he goes, I got autographs. He's got a stack of them 5 feet thick.
Yeah.
They're all going to eBay, you know it.
Right.
And you go, I'm sorry, I'm a little sleepy now. And you walk out as I did today to get in. This the same guy. I said, you've been up all night? He goes, yes. I said, you got to have the signatures.
Wow, that's amazing. That's nice.
Let's take a couple more calls for you. Here is
okie dokie.
Kenny and, I'm sorry, Grady.
What's up, Donna, Mike?
Jim Vance, how you doing, Jim?
What's going on?
Hey,
you're on. Listen,
I wanted to say to Ross, I'm a huge fan. Me and my sister are going tonight. If you could just do one favor for me, that'd be awesome.
I know. You'll be the guy waving at me, right?
Yeah.
Okay, what can I do you for?
Don't ever do that goddamn Arnold impression.
Okay. I don't do that. I play music up there. I don't. I hardly ever speak.
There's Jay. Jay, hi, you're on with Ross.
Hey, gentlemen, how are you? Just... Well, I have a funny story. I was at the Philly show last night.
Oh, yeah.
Well, and I got into a fight with a guy who must have been a graduate of the class of 83 because he still had a mullet and acid wash. And he kept screaming, play heaven. And I got into a fight with the guy who told him it wasn't a Warren concert.
Hey, tell me, did you hear of me talking about certain songs that didn't go over last night?
Yeah, and you know what? I wasn't really happy because I was cheering for Only the Young.
There you go, and
that's
you were alone,
song,
and you were the guy waving.
Now, what's wrong? You were there. What's wrong with Philly that you guys didn't get into
beer?
Only the Young.
Beer.
You know what it is?
Schnitzel.
Too much Pabst Blue Ribbon.
Yeah.
Pabst Blue Ribbon.
I would have too many guys in the park. You should. It was like a mullet convention. It was mullets, acid wash, and old rock T-shirts.
I would imagine, really, when you got three bands, there, I mean, you are the headliner. But that's going to happen occasionally.
Yeah, that's a major tailgate.
It is.
But no, nobody gets mad at Styx when they come out and do Babe, right? Here's Kenny in San Francisco. Kenny!
Hey, Ross, I got two questions.
What's the weather
first,
like?
When are you coming out to the West Coast?
Well,
and,
you know...
okay. When are you going to realize Journey is over?
That's well,
cruelty.
Well, first of all, we were already there, a-hole.
Okay. You know, we have the number on caller ID, Ross.
We played 5 shows in the area, brother. And as to the second comment, gee, when we run out of money.
Did you wash the ass today?
Oh! Here we go. Hello, Don and Mike. Come on, you animals. Be nice.
Hey.
Mort in Reno.
Hey, any way you want it. The song that made Rodney Dangerfield. Hey, Schmills.
Hey, what? Did somebody sit on a duck or what?
You know, Only the Young from
Wait a minute. Wait, hold on.
Caddyshack.
That's Caddyshack trivia. I forgot
that's right.
That's
yeah.
What he plays when he's out in the fairway. He says, so what? So, let's dance.
Let's party.
I didn't make that connection.
That's right. He's got the big red
the
golf
big,
bag.
Very good. With the beard tap.
Yeah, the album of a lifetime. The best Dirty Sanchez album there is, man. I'm telling you. It's
all
awesome.
Right.
Journey
all
to
right.
The Center of the Bad Place.
All right, buddy.
Journey to the Center of the Bad Place.
Is that the Nether Regions or something?
Jesus. Very Nether.
There, you know, you bring them out, Ross. There's some strange people out here.
Listen, I knew what happened last time. I'm ready for anything.
All right, one more, and then we're going to go to break. Then you're going to get to do a bit.
Not really. Let's just do what you guys do.
Jesse.
Jesse in Washington. State of Washington.
Yes, sir. Mr. Valerie.
Well, hello.
You guys are awesome. I just want to find out, who do you prefer playing with, Steve Smith or Dean Castronovo?
Yes.
Yes, I hear you. I'm a
no, well, you know, I love them both, and there's Prairie Prince, who's been a member of the band, too. They're all great drummers.
Ainsley Dunbar.
Ainsley's happened. In fact, we played with him in San Francisco when we opened the tour with a benefit. He played Wheel in the Sky. And I love playing with both Steve and Dean. Dean, in fact, idolizes Steve. So what can you say? I mean, I get the best of both worlds.
All right.
I'm going to count the Journey song. There was one Journey song in particular I used to get laid to all the time.
Wow.
When the lights go down in Youngstown. Yeah, I used to get
in Akron.
I used to get laid to that one all the time.
Yes.
Wheel in the Sky was another good song.
Yeah, from Infinity, yeah.
Heavy petting, too.
Let me see. Good friend, good, good. Smoke.
You're nuts. You know what?
No, I'm not.
Why don't you just tell us what tapes you want us to play, and we'll play them. Rob, you got the... Where's the good smoke?
Good.
We should ask Joe, really. Where's good smoke?
Oh, good.
He listens to
you know, I just like being here. Just do what you do. Like, we can do Dollar Jeopardy, whatever.
This is good smoke.
Good.
No good.
Good.
Good. This is good smoke. No good.
He digs the show.
Yeah.
Good.
You know, I just want to hang out. Okay. Let's party. You got any more coffee, man? Hello. We'll be right back. You have a show tonight.
We do.
Unfortunately, you're the last guys. You're the heavy hitters.
Right.
So you can have
so, it. Forget the babysitter. We're locking the door.
Oh, no, not again.
Okay, said hi to Buzz yet? Have you said hi to Buzz yet?
I did before I said hi to you.
Very good.
In the hallway, yeah.
Right. He's my favorite.
Did you notice that?
Good to see you.
You know, knowing
love your hair.
The raw
Ross was coming in. Have you gotten a look at Buzz's shirt today? Have you gotten a really good look at his shirt?
Nice.
Does he look like he's wearing a Journey shirt?
Yeah, I'm going to borrow that for the stage.
It's yours. You can have it.
That's me.
You can have
it. Hey, take a look at Buzz's hair. It tells. Does his hair look... I said nice hair earlier. Does it look like it's had some type of coloring added to it?
No, it's Brillo.
Yeah, but I mean, look at the color on top. Isn't it unnaturally orangey yellow?
No, that's just the lighting, man.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
All right, dude.
We think he's had his hair colored now.
Listen, when we come back, how would you like this? How would you like the chance if you promise not to be Arnold?
Hi, I'm sick of Arnold, and I'm not going to do a segment.
You're going to do a segment. When we come back, we're going to call Phone Horse.
Okay.
And you're going to get to talk to Phone Horse.
Cool. Oh, right? But no, better yet. What I would like to hear is Mike Tyson.
No, please. No, this is you. We're going to go. It's dialing for transvestite.
Okay. I have the transvestite line.
Right.
Cheap and nasty phone sex. Mm-hmm. This would always work in those lines.
Dairy Pillows is always a good one.
And we'll call
Dairy Pillows?
Dairy Pillows.
Oh, we mean the Mae West.
Yeah.
You can't do the Arnold thing.
Okay. But I'm sorry. I'm sorry. Okay.
Okay, right.
Behave. Good.
From Journey.
Good.
Okay.
Oh, no.
Ooh, wearing me out, man.
Oh, those are his monkeys. He's got stuff. Epping monkeys.
He's got toys.
He has animals that make noises. We will be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
I will be talking to the cameraman on the headset. It will be Terry's job to give the actors their hand cues.
Oh, excuse me, Russell, but I believe I requested the hand job.
The Don and Mike Show. A wop bapalooba, a wop bamboom, occasional a-holes. Don and Mike.
All right, we're here with Ross Valerie from Journey tonight with Styx and REO Speedwagon, MCI Center in D.C. Where will you be tomorrow evening?
There you go. Testes, 1-2. There we are. Where are we going to be when?
Tomorrow night.
Tomorrow.
Any idea?
A day off in Greenville, South Carolina.
Hey,
we used to be very big in Greenville, remember? To be huge, nationwide, and beefy. The only thing to do there is to go to the BMW plant.
Huh. Is that where they build them?
Yes, where they build some of them.
You get some nice Confederate flags?
Yes.
After Greenville, after that festive day off, where are you going next? Do you know?
Yeah. You know. I know this.
Yeah, I saw you looking at your schedule a while back.
Yeah.
Right.
Break out the schedule.
Do a plug while I call the sex line.
Okay. A plug. Okay. Journey will be doing Greenville, South Carolina on the 25th.
Yeah?
We'll be doing Atlanta, actually Duluth, Georgia, on the 26th, Saturday.
Mm-hmm.
On Sunday, Myrtle Beach in Myrtle Beach. That's in North Carolina?
South Carolina.
Then we're doing Guilford, New Hampshire. You can't get there from here.
You really can't.
You're going from South Carolina up to Guilford?
We're going to have to actually get off the bus and fly.
You hate that.
Right. I bet the crew doesn't dig it too much either, do they?
At Hollandale, New Jersey. Hershey, Pennsylvania. Don't get me started.
Oh, hi, baby. Reach 1-900-258-4.
Cincinnati on the second.
1-900-258.
And then that's it.
77. I've been waiting for your call.
So go see Journey in one of those cities. We broadcast to a lot of those cities.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, shoot.
So when you hop on the plane, you guys drive all night? Is that the way that works?
When we hop on the bus, yeah, it's an overnighter.
No, but I mean, like, when you're down in South Carolina, you have to get on a plane to make it to the next meet up in New Hampshire.
Hi, baby.
The crew has to...
Oh, yeah, they've got to go.
They have to go.
Yeah.
That's 1-900-258-4277.
There we go now.
Uh-oh.
Ross is going to be calling his phone horse here.
Uh-oh. I could just explode. Are you ready to have your every desire fulfilled?
Yes.
What
were you just handed?
True.
Well, I thought we were moving on, but we have some extended shows in August and September.
Mm-hmm.
The only one that's on the books now is Conocti Harbor, Clear Lake, California.
Okay.
Right. Very good. In which we will take former members of Santana to join us and play that music the way it should be played.
Oh, that'd be a great show.
Good.
Each call has an access fee of 5.99.
What voice will you be using?
I just might be me.
Ah, very good.
I could be me.
Why don't you just say you're a rock star?
I have to say you're on the air.
Good afternoon. My name is Sophia.
Hi, Sophia.
Connected.
to my friends. I would need you to verify the last four digits of your telephone number.
What are they?
Hold on, just a second. Give me a second here, honey.
Let
me
see.
I'm calling from is 0781.
That's incorrect. Would you like to try again?
Hold on, how about...
I used the wrong line.
Hold on, give me a second. I got the right number here.
No,
is it...
Hold on.
I got to look at my Palm Pilot. Give me a moment, darling. I know what number I'm calling on. I just don't have it written down. 0945?
Okay, sweetie, I will connect you to my friends now. Have fun.
Sweetie.
Thank you, baby.
Sweetie.
Did I have to tell the whore she's on the air? Yeah. Then you're on your own.
Press
okay.
One to go one-on-one with a sexy girl.
One-on-one.
Only $4.99 per minute. To join the 24-hour orgy
one.
Party line.
Press one.
Remember, to get back to the main menu, you can press star at any time.
Want to say you're Kevin Cronin?
Yes.
Okay, from our USB wagon.
Just let me tell her that she's on the air first.
Good thinking. Come on, whore.
Hello.
You're on the air.
Hello.
Hi, this is Kevin Cronin of REO Speedwagon. And this is my first time with this sort of experience. Who am I speaking to again?
Jenny.
Tammy?
Jenny, like Jennifer?
Jennifer.
Ask her, yeah, ask this her, is Jenny.
Ask her if she knows any REO Speedwagons.
Do you know any of the guys in my band?
No, I don't.
That's who she's a fan. Did you? Are you a fan of REO Speedwagon?
You know, honestly, Sarah, I've never heard of it.
Ask her if she's heard of it.
Okay. How old are you?
Me? I'm 21.
You're 21. What do you look like?
Well, I'm 5'6". I've got...
5'6"?
5'6".
Oh.
I've got straight dark brown hair.
Mm-hmm.
I weigh 125. I've got beautiful big brown eyes.
Actually, you're about 400 pounds. You're at the ironing board, and the kids are in the other room, right?
What?
Never mind.
Ask her. Ask her.
She's washed her ass today.
And my kids are in the other room?
Yeah.
Actually, no. I don't have any kids.
No, that's cool. That's cool. You know, this is my first time.
Yeah. No.
I've never done this before.
You want to ask her if she's washed
And
her
now,
ass
for the first time, I'm doing it, and I'm on national radio. Do you understand what's going on here?
Oh, no.
Here's on national radio.
Here's you want to ask her.
Okay. Do you wash her ass today?
Ask her. Ask her. Go ahead.
I can't. I can't
he
do
won't
that.
Do it.
I won't.
Did you wash her ass today?
Hello.
I played it.
Hello.
Hello.
Did you wash the ass today?
So how long have you been doing this sort of thing?
Actually, I call in.
I beg your pardon?
I call in.
I love bitches.
You call in. No, I mean, how long have you had this type of job?
This isn't my job, sweetheart.
You just call in?
Yes, I call in.
You mean nobody gives you any money to do this?
See?
No, nobody gives me any.
I find that very hard to understand.
See?
I don't believe you.
He went to another one.
Press one to go one-on-one with a... Remember
she
to get back to the main menu.
Just too dumb, man.
Press star at any time.
And you know, I like you peppering Ross's conversation.
You know, I
have with sound effects.
Yes. Yes, yes.
Who do you want to be this time?
Steve Perry?
Why don't you be Steve C.
Oh,
Perry?
No. Not going there.
Don and Mike Show, you're on the air.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi.
How are you?
I'm fine. How are you?
This is Kevin Cronin of REO Speedwagon.
Hi, Kevin.
What's new? Do you know about my band?
No, I don't. Where are you located?
Well, have you ever heard the words like, it's under the table? Or forever. You've never heard that before?
Tell me, you'll play one of your songs.
Let's see. We're going to play you one of my songs. In the meantime, let's just sort of talk.
Here it is. Ask her if she's heard of this.
Does this sound familiar?
Mm-mm.
Tell her that you wear that.
Play a little more for me.
Tell her you wear that queer bandana.
Yes.
You know the one with the bandana?
You don't know this?
That I know that song.
That's me.
No way.
Way, baby. Totally. You know, but when I do this on the phone, I have to know that they're beautiful, but I have to like their mind as well. How is your mind today?
Oh, don't turn it
Watch the batteries, Leroy.
She's digging the music.
Ask her if she's ever had a rock star call her before.
Have you ever had a rock star call you before?
No, sir, I have not.
You haven't? Well, this is my first time, too. What do you look like?
I'm 5'1", blonde hair, brown eyes, and 115 pounds.
And where are you now?
Florida.
But where? Are you in a house, an apartment, a condominium?
An apartment.
A boutique? Or a coffee bar? Where are you?
I'm in an apartment.
In an apartment?
Check. Look at what she's wearing.
In what room are you in?
The living room.
The living room.
And I'm gonna keep on sniffing glue.
Here it comes. My favorite syllable. Does this turn you on?
Get into it.
So what do you do in your living room?
Right now I'm talking to you.
But what else do you do there?
Well, I watch TV. I work in a veterinarian's office full time, and I went back to school part time to become a graphic artist.
Oh, she's a whore. See, I can't tell whether he's on the air or not.
No, I'm not.
Yeah, tell her she's a whore. Yeah.
Who is that?
Oh, that is
the TV.
Tell her she's a whore.
Who is that?
It was the TV.
He said to tell you you're a whore, and I just can't do it. Tell her it's the TV.
Tell her to tell me I'm a whore?
Tell her it's Jerry Springer on TV. Jerry Springer on TV, and he's making me say things I don't want to say. He's making me sweat. There's another one of my hits. Ask her if this makes her hot. Does this make you hot?
Don't turn it off. Let me hear.
Ask her again. Does it make you hot?
Thanks.
Mm. Ask her if she's wet. Ask her.
Are you wet?
No, am I supposed to be?
I don't know.
Oh, she's not fun at all.
She's hung up
from
on...
Heaven?
Say, listen.
Yes.
Is it you?
It is, but I have many voices. Say, listen.
Oh, do you know? Are you a man of mystery?
You got to say, listen,
complete back.
This is Kevin Cronin from REO
Speedway. Are you a man of mystery, Kevin?
I'm a very mysterious man.
Are you?
Yes.
Call her a bitch.
You're a bitch. I thought you couldn't say that word on the air.
You can say anything on the
air. You can?
Not, you know, except the F word.
Except for the expletive deletive.
Yes.
Ask her how long she's been a phone whore.
How long have you been a phone whore?
Oh. That's it.
Oh.
That's quite a cackle.
Ask her if she's a smoker.
And your little doggy, too.
Oh, absolutely.
Hey. Uh-oh.
Show it. Oh.
I think we've got a 300-pounder here.
Right.
Have you got the ironing board out?
300 pounds. The curl is in my hair and a moo-moo.
Here I am. Stay away from the light.
Tell her to make you some eggs.
I don't know, Don. This has gotten old. What do you guys want to do?
Tell her you're Kevin Cronin.
Hi.
From REO Speedwagon. Yeah. Tell her that again.
I am Kevin Cronin from REO Speedwagon. And I'll be your server this evening.
Uh-huh.
What are you wearing? What are you wearing?
I know.
Tell her that you...
Well, these are the worst. They're terrible.
Listen, all I have is Greg Louganis and Speedo. Tell her that you want her to put her mouth right up to the telephone. Tell her this right now.
What was that again? I want you to put your mouth right on the telephone.
And you guys are...
I want you to put your mouth right on the telephone.
And you guys are like...
I want you to put your mouth right on the telephone.
Tell her you've got something for
my
her.
My mouth is on the telephone.
Here it is. Tell her. Here it comes.
What do you
here
want
it comes.
Follow it?
Here it comes.
Here it comes.
That evil laugh.
I just want to know one thing, Don.
Yeah.
What's Bart going to be like when it's all over?
Just give us the whore.
Bring his name into it.
Nice.
All right.
Man. All right. Let's go. Okay. He gave us the old problem.
All right, ladies.
That's it. You're out.
You're out of here, pal.
You're out.
Well, you officially were on the show, and you got to dial for phone whores.
Yeah.
Tonight, when you get to MCI, tell Kevin Cronin that you were on national radio pretending to be him.
Calling a sex line.
They They've got it all over the radio down there already.
I warned them.
And the chick knew who Kevin Cronin was.
Yeah.
Once
you put the record on, you knew the music.
She wanted more. Oh, I love that song. I love those guys.
I love that song.
Well, Ross, it is always great to see you.
It's been my pleasure, gentlemen.
Have a great gig tonight at the MCI Center in Washington, D.C.
Now, next time I roll through town, I'm going to call you about 2 weeks ahead of time. Is that enough warning for your shoulder?
I would love it. And I think we both love to go see the show.
Or you can go to journeymusic.com and find out for yourself.
Very good.
Okay. And please promise me you'll come to the show.
That is a promise.
And I'll have Aaron Dukes protect you.
All right, very good. We will. Absolutely. Fantastic.
Now you got to leave, okay?
Oh, no, I'm not leaving.
Let's make another phone call.
Oh, my God.
Okay. Thank you, guys.
He's got to leave.
We're running up against the backwards clock.
Hello, Donna Mike.
Hey, Donna Mike. Hi, Ross.
Hi.
Hey, there was a rumor when the Spider-Man movie was being made that Neil Sean and Jonathan Cain were doing something with Sammy Hagar and Michael Anthony. Did that ever come about? Do you know?
Actually, Neil was doing something with Mike and Sammy and Dean, our drummer. But Sammy is so busy getting Porky and selling tequila that he sort of shines a lot of stuff on. In fact, he was in the middle slot when we did the Loop Fest in Chicago last week, and he was just telling her he's going to kick her ass and all that stuff. And Neil goes, yeah, but we're going to walk with the check, pal.
And no, it didn't happen.
You got to listen to Ross real carefully.
It was
going to be called Planet Us, and it just didn't happen. Neil's a little disappointed, and I understand Sammy's also going to be working back with Montrose, which should be cool.
Sammy's coming
up. If we can drag him off the beach in Cabo,
Next week, Sammy's coming on the show. He's out with Leonard Skinner. Do you have a message for Sammy?
Just tell him that I miss him and I'll see him on the beach.
All right.
Goodbye.
Ross Ballard.
Thank you, guys.
He's not high.
He's mainlining caffeine right now.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Poppy mate.
He's not high. Have a great show.
Thank you, guys.
We love Journey.
Thank you, Ross.
Would you care to have one of my monkeys?
I'd love to have your monkey.
At least I would give you one of my screaming monkeys.
That would be, thank you.
I have to detach him first.
What a pleasure. Thank you.
And it goes like, you've got to slam him. You bitch slap him. And he makes the noise.
Oh, there it is.
We got these at the truck stop.
Thank you, Ross.
I love that band. I travel with them. They rock and roll.
Thank you very much.
Okay, goodbye. You got a headache and a bad connection.
You got that. Get out of here, Ross.
Go see Journey.
I love your shirt.
Whatever city they're in.
There he goes. Ross Ballard from Journey. Ross, great seeing you. Thank you, my friend.
Thank you, Ross.
What did you do with your finger?
Thank you, buddy.
Broke my hand last week on the show.
Yeah.
He inserted it in the wrong place.
Okay.
Bye.
Bye, Ross.
Bye, Ross.
Bye, see ya.
There you go.
Take your monkey with you.
Bye, Ross.
Bye-bye.
What a guy.
See you later, man.
Take care.
Yeah, that's
There you go. I don't know how about you guys listening. I got an ice cream headache, man.
I had to remind him to take his headphones off. The cord was only 8 feet long, and he was still going.
Bye-bye.
You know, I hate to say he ruined that Arnold bit, but, he didn't ruin it. And, and as a matter of fact, we'll prove it to you in just a moment. Oh, my God.
Oh, my God. It's the Don and Mike Show.
Me? That's why the boss has sent me out here. They wanted me to make sure none of the other crews robbed the joint. Like these two f***ing balloon heads over here. They were going to try to bang us out of 200 f***ing grand? Yeah, right, I'm sure.
The Don and Mike Show.
Is anyone listening?
You can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. They're ready to believe.
Yeah, baby, say it.
Did you watch the ass today? Have you seen that girl?
General managers of the Dummy Depot, Don and Mike.
This is not Sticks or Journey or REO Speedwagon.
No,
I think we've played plenty of that.
It's my man Bob Welch.
Listen, we have exciting news here from inside our show.
Yeah.
And also a good chance to bust a very dumb man's balls. So let's do both at the same time.
Very good.
It was just 2 weeks ago that Charles Broyhill married Lisa Herndon.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Charlie had been our producer for, 5-6 years.
and then got the job as operations manager,
right.
And then realized that that was just a crock. And incidentally, good luck in that job, Cameron.
Right.
And then he came back to be our producer.
Right.
And as it turns out, we had like him as producer, and then she's a producer, and then Joe is
Joe.
Joe is Joe, and then we got other guys back there. And Lisa ended up getting a promotion.
Cool.
And now Lisa is Charlie's boss.
Wow.
Congratulations to Lisa.
Lisa Herndon Broyhill, or as it says in his memo, Lisa Broyhill,
right,
is now the assistant operations director at radio station WJFK.
And technically, the woman who he has just married,
mm-hmm,
will now be supervising him.
She's
Frog.
Is his boss.
Oh, congratulations.
Now, yes, and it's great, and we're very happy for Lisa,
mm-hmm,
that this is a nice promotion for her.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know how long she's going to be able to last up on the third floor.
Because it's kind of crazy up there.
It's like, you know, lack of brains up there is very, very evident. The mm-hmm altitude is very high. People are gasping for air all the time.
Yes, it's suffocating, really. Huh?
It's that deal like, you know, those mountain climbers. You get up at that high altitude, and
right,
you get all that, the oxygen goes to your brain.
Right. And on any given week,
you can walk outside the building here, and you'll see somebody from that floor just hurl themselves out the window.
Yeah, and a lot of times, well, you know, of course she'll get the obligatory infinity dartboard, which
right
will help her make important decisions.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You know, the dartboard will say, you know, like, or in the end of war.
The 8-ball.
And she's also gonna get the infinity broadcasting magic 8-ball to help
right
with decisions.
We're trying to give her some advice on how to survive in that corporate world up there. What she needs to do is things like, when she's filling up with a tank of gas, to stand very close to the nozzle and try to get as many fumes into her brain as she can.
Yeah. So anyway, here's the memo.
Anything to facilitate brain damage.
Yeah. Put out today by acting general manager Alan Linewand. And he's been acting at, he's been pretending for over a year now.
He has indeed.
And award-winning.
Alan Linewand to staff. Our new appointment.
Uh-huh.
Rob, don't clap. Don't clap or I'm going to tell everybody what you did the other day.
Oh.
Too funny. I'm doing a penny on the floor in front of Alan.
Oh, man.
And aren't you going to pick it up?
Rob.
Did he?
Yes, he did. Yes.
Rob is now convulsed in laughter.
Crack my ass up. I didn't hear it, but hearing the boy tell me, just he said, you know.
I was there. I saw it.
Said, you're
damn funny.
You're not going to believe what I did.
Right.
Put a penny on the floor in front of Alan.
You want to pick that up?
Way it went.
That's his job, yes.
And then, did you throw a quarter or just taunt him with it?
No, I threatened, but right, I never threw it.
Mm-hmm.
I'll save it.
Now he'll throw change on the ground whenever Alan's around.
Save it for a party.
So here is the memo. To WJFK, that's our radio station here,
mm-hmm,
staff, from Alan, line one, 72303, new appointment.
Mm-hmm.
Please listen and bear with me. I'm not only reading this to wish good tidings to Lisa, but also to point out that Alan needs to get spell check. And, you know, they got that thing with the grammar as well.
Yeah, I was reading this memo and I detected a slight flaw.
I am pleased to announce the appointment of Lisa Broyhill to the position of Assistant Operations Director at WJFK. In her new role, Lisa will be working with Cameron on many aspects of station operations. She will begin her new position effective immediately. Lisa has been a valuable employee since her arrival here 3 years ago. We know she will help us take to even higher levels.
Mm-hmm. Now, yeah. I believe that the intent might have been, we know she will help take us to even higher levels.
Yeah, reverse those two words.
But instead it was, will help us take to even higher levels.
He wrote it like Hulk.
Like, what are we, mountain goats?
He wrote it really like Hulk.
You know, you go, me like Lisa.
Me take to even higher level.
She will help take, help us take. Believe at higher levels.
Bonsai!
This is Alan Linewand. That's
not fair.
Casting WJFK Rick.
Hold on. Lisa, been valuable since 3 years. Take to higher level now. Bonsai!
Bonsai! You must first dial 81.
Will Alan get spell check right on Lisa's memo? Place bets now! Betting to end!
Bonsai.
Oh, and I got to, what's his cell phone? 05?
Somebody's calling now.
Oh, this may be him.
Hello?
Hello?
Alan?
Yes.
Don and Mike.
We got the memo.
Am I on the air?
Yes.
Yeah, of course you are.
Thanks for telling us.
We got the memo about Lisa, and we just read it, and we couldn't be happier. Let me read you my favorite part of the memo.
Yeah. Would it be the word I left out?
Lisa has been a valuable employee since her arrival here 3 years ago. We know she will help us take to even higher levels.
Yeah, I know. There's a new version going around as we speak.
Oh, really? It's already been corrected, Alan?
Guys are just too much. Couldn't have told me that when I brought it in, could you?
Well, you know, we all kind of read it, and I was the one that picked up the error, Alan. And
you know, I'm trying to move like the speed of sound here, and that was my mistake.
First edition destined to be collector item.
That was Rob, Alan, your friend.
Hi, Alan. I understand. I missed quite the show the other day when Rob dropped a penny on the ground in front of you.
First of all, I think I dropped it and picked it up, but you know, if he wants to think he threw it, maybe he did. Maybe I thought I dropped it. I don't know.
Yeah. The hatred between
details,
those two.
Details. Fact remains to make a decent
hatred.
Living, Alan, and yet you took some time out of your busy day to pick that penny up that you could have spent, you know, composing
What's
the money.
That?
Oh, God.
He's not hearing anything.
He's pretending he doesn't hear
right,
you.
Right, right.
And, Alan, in rebuttal, I do have a memo of my own.
Oh, you do?
To staff from Don. RE, new appointment.
Oh.
I am pleased to announce the return of Leah O'Mara and the Cramp Blues Band to the Barefoot Pelican in Sterling, Virginia, this Saturday night. Please join me, Lisa Herndon, as I dance on the bar and make myself wet. That's Saturday night at the Barefoot Pelican.
What do you think of that, Alan?
I think it's great. Any typos?
No, none.
Did you spell check it?
Yeah.
Perfectly done.
Did you check for grammar?
I did. Me did good long time.
Very good. And I appreciate you guys giving me a heads up before I handed it out the entire
show. We know she will help us take to even higher levels.
Me happy. Look forward to raping party.
Yeah, have you figured out when that party's going to be yet?
Absolutely. Don't you read my, half-baked memos?
No, you got
this one had no errors, as a matter of fact.
When is it, Buzz?
Next Tuesday.
Next Tuesday?
Yeah.
What about the
immediacy of it?
Yeah, getting in the moment. By next Tuesday, everybody will already have forgotten that the ratings even came out.
Well, I heard you have something going on tonight.
What do I have going on? I got nothing going on tonight.
Maybe I heard wrong, but I thought you had a concert to go to.
Oh, no, Bart's sick. Not going to that.
Right. Oh, okay.
But really, that's a lie, Alan. I mean, don't make me walk by your office and throw a penny on the floor, because I know that's a lie. You weren't going to have the party tonight and not have it just because you thought I was going to go see Journey with my kid.
Oh, yeah, I want everybody to be there, so.
Yeah.
And it wasn't just about you, sorry to say, but.
You know I love these little chats.
I do,
too. Rob wrote down a question. He wants to know, is the reason the party is next week, is it because it takes time to trade out for two cases of beer?
Oh, that is good, buddy.
That's good.
Wow.
Listen, we're going to enjoy a good time together because we haven't done it in a while.
We haven't. It has been
a
long
time.
We had a
great rating book for the entire radio station.
Right.
Everybody did well.
And it's always a chance for everybody to get together that doesn't know each other's names.
Yeah, I always like getting together with people nobody likes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but who had the best ratings on the station overall?
Who did?
Yeah.
You guys had incredible ratings.
Thank you, Alan.
But you know, that's not a surprise. I mean,
please just say it, though, because it's something, for whatever reason, you guys like hiding this fact.
No. You know what it's like? You guys are Emmett Smith. You know, you act like you've been there. You know, Emmett Smith.
Treat us like we've been there.
He just walks into the end zone, hands over the ball.
But treat us like we've been there, and we'll act like we've been there.
That's right.
Just one time, make a public statement that you've got a radio station that really, according to the radio world, is backwards. That you have the highest ratings in afternoons instead of in mornings. You get more money for commercials in afternoons instead of mornings. And that's not, I'm not dissing Howard. I'm just saying that's a fact.
Is it too much to ask for a cake with our pictures on it?
Yes.
Well, that's answer.
Emmett got a cake with his picture
on it. He sure did.
Do we have to go to the Arizona Cardinals to be respected?
Maybe I write memo and request cake.
You know what? 8 years from now, maybe you would.
Alan?
Maybe Arizona would be a good place 8 years from now. But
5 years from now, Alan.
Eight.
Five.
Me love these good chats with general manager.
5 years.
Nah, you'll feel differently when you start looking at how much money it is 6 years from now.
No, I won't. And how much did you laugh when you saw that Jeremy Coleman, your former program director, has taken the job?
It's a good gig while it lasts.
Yeah, with the, thank you.
All right, that's good. Nice.
And any word on the other guy?
No.
No, no word on the other guy.
Well, pleased to chat with you during this time, Alan.
Thanks, Mike. You're a college guy. You could have helped me out with that.
I was the one that caught the typo.
Me think it fun to talk with man of many hats. Me like Alan.
Me buy him complimentary styling moose gel. We're just having fun, huh?
I know. You guys are just... You're too much.
Doing what we're just doing what we do.
We'll do it with somebody who's more entertaining.
Me like these chats.
We're just making your position relevant.
Me, I appreciate that.
Me enjoy awkwardness on air.
There's no awkwardness.
None.
It would be awkwardness if I was in the studio and you weren't, but that's all another story.
Well, you know, don't count that out. You know?
We know she will help us take to even higher levels. You know what? R-E-S-P-E-C-T.
Right.
What's it mean to me?
There you go.
That's what it means to me, Alan.
Please to congratulate, to take to higher level now thing.
Or as Alan would do it, if he said it would be R-E-P-S-E-C-T. That is what it means to me. Alan want plenty Xanax now? Alan want Pralium now?
Hi, Alan.
Hi, guys. Hey, congratulations on an incredible rating book again.
I
know it's not even close to where you need to be.
That's right.
And there you go.
And tell me exactly where do we need to be before you will actually
start to promote
that fact.
Wow. Way, way higher than today.
Me think he tried to motivate Don and Mike.
Me motivated plenty. 5 years, me leave. Shut door, not come back. Me no, GM take Percocet lots. GM stressed out always.
Now we're turning into Yoda.
A ship, a rudderless ship he runs.
Inmates, they run the asylum.
Me look forward to a Reddit party we will have. Very good.
A poorly written memo we will read.
Please to announce promotion. Good ratings for sure to be ignored. Must under the carpet again as always. A free party we will have.
Keep it up. I'm going to charge you at the door.
Why pay for a watered-down beer? Drunk the salespeople will be. Don and Mike's ratings are good. Ignore them, we will. He's laughing, he is. Rare moment we have. Press releases we will not put out. Media we will ignore. Bill O'Reilly, we will promote them.
Oh, like Bill O'Reilly. Mm. Bill O'Reilly not here.
Mm, Bill O'Reilly not part of real team. Bill O'Reilly just on satellite. Bill O'Reilly just filled 2 hours during midday. Ask your thing we will do.
Oh, boy.
Bus boards we will buy for Bill O'Reilly. Don and Mike we will ignore. They would deliver. Oh, they would deliver. Ratings we will get.
No bus boards for Don and Mike.
Yes, Don, they will be.
Bus boards for Bill O'Reilly.
Don and Mike, deliver they will.
1 hour show he does.
As usual. Usual it is. Deliver Don and Mike do. As gone they are.
Toilet they are. Eight for me, Alan, to ass on.
All right.
That's funny. You guys are funny.
Thanks.
You should do a radio show.
Thank you, Alan.
That's the goal.
That's good. All right. Well, I'm glad you've amused yourself.
Well, Alan, as I said the other day, when you're in the twilight, as we are in the last 5 years, we really, you know, we're just here to make each other laugh.
Absolutely. Hey, listen, I love you guys, and I'm glad you're here, and really, congratulations.
T-shirts, too expensive they are.
Who?
T-shirts.
T-shirts, too expensive they are.
this for Don and Mike, we will buy.
Plastic combs they will have.
3 cents a piece. That is a fair price.
Dental floss to give away. T-shirts. Too much fun.
Bill O'Reilly, bus boards we will buy. Don and Mike, promote them we will not.
Poop on them we will.
Now you're doing Triumph.
Poop on them. Yes, on earth. Oh, boy.
Don and Mike, appreciate them. Oh, we will. Enjoy unappreciating Don and Mike.
A Tuesday party we will have. Low traffic restaurant day.
Don and Mike have good ratings? Hide them, we will. Hurry, Luke, hide them.
A Tuesday party we will have. Free room we will get. Business they do not have.
Start party at 5. So Don and Mike cannot come on time, they won't.
Late they will be. Gone will be the salespeople. Happiness will be all. I opened my lightsaber.
Okay. Boy, you've really stayed on the line this whole time, haven't you?
Actually, I've been retyping the memo. I'm enjoying it. I'm saving electricity. I don't have to turn on my radio.
Listen, you will, for trade spots to air.
Mm-hmm. Listen, restaurant, it will show up. On the log, it will be as a commercial.
We will eat there for free and run their commercials always. Cab fare provide. We will not.
DUIs they will get.
Not talking to you, Wendell, of course. On the wagon he is.
Tips provided they will not be.
All right.
Speaking he is not.
Quiet he is. Hmm? Hang up he wishes to do.
Truth makes him silent, yes?
Was Yoda ask a question?
Oh, I'm sorry. Was Yoda asking me a question?
I don't know.
Do you wish to hang up?
No, that's okay.
I'm
busy.
He likes
As you're doing this.
He likes to say, I gave him the opportunity right there.
Now, counting change he is. Pennies, nickels, dimes, quarters.
Switch up, he runs. Slave laborers we are. Wedding's party we will have. Coffee table with donuts we will eat.
Cheapest beer possible. Pastel ribbon we will drink. General manager, interim he is.
Balloons from Party City we will blow up. Magic marker we will say. WJFK.
Eternity equals interim for Alan.
Rudderless ship he does, Captain.
Memos, he writes. He's just staying on the line. This is killing me.
Misspells, words he does.
Mm-hmm. Grammar he does not know. Each person, 2.5 hot wings will eat.
On floor he spots. He's licking. He's blinking.
Pigs in a blanket we will have.
George Washington stares at floor.
Pick it up, he will.
Hey. What was that? I heard a sound. I heard a sound. There was just like a...
you guys are too much. All right, well...
Unable to get out of this bit, he is.
Control it, he does. 6 peanuts per man.
Hang up and over it would be.
That is, cute it is for you.
Stupidity it is a sign of. That he continues to stay on.
Effing with us he is. A little bit he may.
Wrong he is.
Days we will go. Commercials we will not play.
There. He's gone. That did it. That's all I needed to hear.
Commercials we will not play equals pennies on the floor.
Oh, God. And then click.
Click.
Yeah. Oh, okay. Be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show. You have a son that is dying for playing with his father. He's dying the latest of the toys. And he's talking about this Turbo Man doll. And I play one of those fathers and husband that is too busy.
The Don and Mike Show.
We will never speak of this again. The Don and Mike Show.
You know, we didn't get to Craig today.
Didn't matter anyway. Sucks.
I mean, Colin sucks.
I know.
The one in the paper. And I don't think we'll have time for it tomorrow either. I'm looking at tomorrow and I'm seeing that besides the return of Mr. Skin tomorrow, we'll be giving away tickets to Sammy Seats. See Sam Hagar and Leonard Skinner.
All right.
Another good show. Tuesday at Nissan Pavilion, seats that Sammy has held himself, is giving them away on the show.
Wow.
You get to stand on stage with Sammy during his set. Remember, we were offered that chance.
Oh, that's a lot of fun.
Last year in Philadelphia, we...
Bring a flask.
We thought it was a little unsafe, at least on the stage at the... Of the FU Center there in Philadelphia.
We stood up there for about a minute and a half.
And the whole...
We pretended like somebody was sick and we left.
Mm-hmm. Because it was just, it looked like Lawsuit City. The thing with the writer...
We thought there were going to be like little cocktail tables there and stuff. You know, we were going to like sit in a cafe on stage.
Mm-hmm. It was wobbling back and forth, but they told us that they've beefed it up this year.
Oh, good.
Really? And, well... Frankly, it's your body's, not ours.
Yes.
We'll be giving away these seats to go on stage with Sammy Hagar.
If you've ever wanted to be on stage at a rock concert.
Mm-hmm. That'll be on tomorrow's show. We'll do that.
Wow.
Time now for today's installment of Arnold's Little Black Book, mm-hmm. where Arnold Schwarzenegger will call in and help to make donations for his campaign for governor.
Hi.
Hey.
Hey, who is that dick? Who was the dick that was doing the Arnold voice before?
Oh, you mean Ross Valerie, the guy from Journey?
What a dick.
Really?
That's really out of line. I didn't think that was funny.
Well.
He's like he's doing me all the time. P.U. that stunk.
He was,
Who the hell is he? That's a dicky thing to do.
Well, have you ever
that heard? Big dick.
You ever heard of Journey?
Nine. Yeah, that group?
Yeah, you know, Open Arms.
I don't. I pay attention to the movies with you know, the campaign for governor. Mm-hmm. And I don't like... I just heard that. I was driving in my Hummer. And
is that the Hummer that you drove over the family dog in?
I heard that's the Hummer. They killed the dog.
Oh, dear.
And, you know, I felt so bad. And the kids were just... dying, that the dog died. And I don't like the Rock. I like waltzes. German waltzes. Austrian waltzes. That's what I enjoy. What the dick.
Yeah,
what's
now,
his name?
His name is Ross Valerie.
I would crush his bones.
Now, I think you should take it as a compliment that he enjoyed it. He was coming in and pretending to be you.
Yeah, but it takes away from the campaign that I'm trying to run for governor to beat Gray Davis, to move him out to the governor's mansion, and to do the thing that I'm going to do. So now I've got to make more calls, and that just makes it harder to a bunch of people that are, doing the mimicking of me, and it doesn't work for me. I'm really angry. And so now I'd like to make some calls if I could. I'm behind. Don't you understand? I got a campaign to run.
All right, now this is the great part of this bit, is where Arnold actually opens his book. Now, we don't hear the celebrities.
No.
Because we got a rule, the FCC, the dumb FCC rule. When you're governor of California, can you change that for us?
Hold on. I'm going through my black book. Let's see who we're going to call today and ask for a contribution. Yeah, there's Ein, zwei, drei, vier.
You got one?
Yeah, I got a bunch.
Okay, let's call it.
Now, again, when it rings, you have to pick up the handset.
I will.
And that guy from Journey, you thought he was...
A dick. Well, it's a dicky thing he did.
Very nice, really.
Hello. Yes, Uncle Milty, please.
Oh, no.
Milton Berle. This is Mrs. Berle. Hi. This is Arnold Schwarzenegger. I don't know if you're aware, Mrs. Berle, but I'm running for the governor of California, and I know that your husband is Mr. TV, Uncle Milty with all the crazy dresses that he wears, and I know he's got the big bucks, so I'm wondering if he could contribute to my campaign for the governorship of California. He's... What?
When did that happen?
Do you have bad news?
Oh, I'm so sorry. Yes, then no need for him to donate, I suppose. Dog, you're sorry. You have a good day, Mrs. Bill. Goodbye. Thank you.
Breaking news?
Oh, my God. Uncle Milton Mifflin Bill is dead.
Why?
He passed away. He died of old age.
Yes.
Damn it.
You have to
I can't believe that.
You have to update this black book. Go to someone.
I'm going to go to someone young. That's the whole thing. It's when I call the old people.
That's right.
It's crazy, and they don't, you know, they die, and I don't pay attention. Here we go. I got one here. Let's dial this one up. Okay? This is a, like, royalty I'm calling here. I'm kind of related.
Wow.
I am. It's exciting.
All right. There's somebody you think is around.
Hold on. There's the ring. Hi, Caroline. Yes, this is Arnold. Yeah, I know you recognize the voice. It's great to be with friends of the Kennedys again. Caroline Kennedy, I know you've got the big book coming out, and you're going to be much richer than you already are, but you know that I'm running for the governorship of California, right. And I'm wondering if you could make a donation to my campaign, huh? Oh, that's great. You do like both parties. That's good. Yes, I am a Republican. Right. Okay. How about that good-looking mophead brother of yours?
John?
Could you?
Oh, no.
What? Oh. In a plane? Oh, my God. Who was the pilot? Oh, that's probably why. Yeah, because you got to have people that know how to do that thing. I'm sorry, Caroline. Can I still count on you for the $200? Don't you sign? Hey, and I'm really sorry about the brother thing.
Yeah.
Don?
Yes.
Oh, my God. John is dead.
JFK Jr.?
First his father, right. And now him. Oh, that's not good. That's the second time. I thought I'd have a better luck. Let me try one more. Okay,
right,
just one more.
One more. Now you're 0 for 2.
This is a sexy lady. This is one of the sexiest ladies in the world.
You know, I'm having a lot of luck getting the contributions today.
Okay, hold on. This is going to work. I'm excited about this. This is lady. She's me. Hello. Christy Brinkley. Yes, this is Arnold Schwarzenegger. Hi. Yeah, I'm a big fan of your modeling, and I liked Billy Joel when you were married to him and stuff. And I'm running for the governorship of California, and I'm wondering if there's an outside shot that you could contribute maybe $2,000-$3,000 to my camp. You could? A couple hundred's fine. Great. And I'm a big guy. I just think it's important for me to also tell you that I'm a really big fan of your father, the newsman, David Brinkley. Could he contribute also? That would be... he's not. Oh, I'm sorry. I thought because your name was Brinkley and his name was Brinkley and you were both very famous, but I guess I'll have to call him and ask him. What? Oh, my God. I had no idea. No. I'm sorry I have to have disturbed you. Why don't you have a good rest of the afternoon? Okay. Oh, I feel like such a dick.
What is the news?
David Brinkley. Oh, my God.
Oh, my God.
He's dead.
Yeah.
The news guy died.
Yeah.
You know, the This Week with the newsmakers of the day.
You thought that was Christy?
I thought Christy Brinkley was the daughter, and I thought I could get the two famous people, and man, that's as bad as when I called Trisha Nixon the other day.
Well, hi, well, listen, Arnold.
And I asked for the former president's number.
Yeah.
Please come back tomorrow for
another. She said I'd have to call the cemetery.
Come back tomorrow for another edition.
Why are all these people dying?
Arnold's Black Book.
Man, and tell that guy he's a real dick.
His name is Ross Valerie. Say it yourself. He's probably listening
right
now.
Hey, Ross Valerie, don't do that impression and be such a dick. Okay?
What did you say when you heard that?
I said, what a dick. That's because I was in the danger zone. That's what I call it. The danger zone. That dick. My God. Oh, my God. Why are so many dying? I feel so bad.
Yeah.
I am filled with remorse.
Okay.
We'll come back tomorrow. We'll do this bit again tomorrow.
I don't know if I can.
Well, sure you can.
I'm so depressed.
You can do it tomorrow.
Oh, man. It's like a plague out there.
people dying all over the places. And so much disease, Don.
I know, Arnold.
That's what I call the danger disease.
Okay, we'll see
you. Death, dick.
He doesn't have his head screwed.
Oh my God.
Reacts the same every time. He's just filled with shock.
Yeah. Oh my God.
Oh my God.
Don, I have awful news. JFK Jr. is dead.
He just didn't know.
No.
It's so insensitive when he asks some a close relative.
He does not get it.
Or even a supermodel.
And now,
here's Bob. Stay tuned for news and comments.
Stand by.
Coming up on the Don and Mike Show.
That was Bass Ackwards. In a world
where
owning a radio was strictly forbidden,
sorry about that, boss.
One man found a way to bring good news to his people.
It's me.
There he is.
He made it up.
Hey, what?
I played the wrong tape. Buzz, what did you lead today?
Today, maybe they'll find him funny. Jay Leno writes a book for kids.
Hey, that's funny because he's barren like you.
Yes.
Yes, he is. Listen, stay tuned. That was very
professional.
Yeah, I mean, what's he going to write a book about kids? You could write a book about cars.
Yeah, he knows about cars.
Like, you could write a book about cats,
right.
Or pot.
Well, we were kids once.
Jay. We'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
What's the word from Planet Crackpot?
The Don and Mike Show.
Taking you on a journey that you could not take on your own. Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
Thanks for joining us, Buzz.
Good.
Did you sit there doing the mic almost?
Yeah.
What? He was reclining with his feet up in the air. You are more erect than
hey.
Buzz is.
And I feel fantastic.
Time for the news and the comments. You didn't see that? Buzz was like virtually laying down.
I was too busy staring at your microphone.
My feet up before the news.
What's wrong with my microphone?
You don't know, do you?
No.
That's what's amusing me even more.
Monkey head.
I didn't see Mike is decapitated. Well, actually, you did worse than that. You were like,
I drew and quartered him.
Defiled. Like, who's the killer? You're like Jeffrey Dahmer.
Yeah, I tore it apart. And then Rob stuck the head in your microphone, and I was wondering how long it would take to have it. It was just above your eye line, and it was just amusing me because the monkey was staring at your forehead.
I'm sorry. I was focusing on the show.
Pardon me.
No, but Mike tore this apart during the commercials.
Tore it up.
The monkey. And I mean, he tore it up.
Yeah, very good.
I mean, it didn't come apart naturally.
Oh, what?
Violent.
Time for Buzz's new show, brought to you by Verimax.
Someone call for a doctor?
Sexual pleasure performance enhancer, available at 35,000 retail locations. See, now you're pretending you're not paying attention.
I'm always here for you.
I know you are, pal. Hey, look, a penny.
Hey, all right, I'm a fly.
New double strength Vermax Ultra. Available now by calling 1-888-TRI-VMAX. Call now, 1-888-TRI-VMAX.
Very good.
I was trying to give you my focus look.
I know.
It made me laugh.
Razor sharp is me.
Serious business.
It's a
hi there, Buzz.
Hi, Don and Mike. Jay Leno has, in fact, written a book. Well, it's actually just a picture book for kids.
Don't stare at him.
Backing me up.
No. I know you're paying attention.
I'll stop. Picture book for kids by Jay Leno. And someone else actually drew the pictures. It's called If Roast Beef Could Fly.
Did his wife with the mustache, Mavis, draw the pictures?
No, a professional artist drew the pictures.
Yeah, I just thought I'd do a,
Roast Beef Could Fly is the title. If only the story was as amusing as the title.
If Roast Beef Could Fly.
Quoting Jay. I was a little kid, and I was fascinated by the roast beef going around on the spit, so I took out my plastic comb and stuck it in the meat. The comb caught on the string. I didn't want to break the motor, so I walked away. When my dad started to cut it, a big piece of plastic fell off, and the meat was pink underneath.
Oh, yeah.
Everybody was sickened by this, and my dad started yelling in Italian, picked up the roast and threw it out the window, end quote.
That's the story?
That's Jay's version of the story, yeah.
Wow.
That's man.
You know, you want to talk about a guy that needs some time off,
a page turner. The book comes out next summer. It's Jay's second attempt at amusing kids. He's a voice on a Nickelodeon cartoon as well.
The excerpt from the Letterman book for kids.
Yes.
I hate you all. Your friend Dave.
You know, can you imagine Johnny Carson ever
No.
Being a voice on a cartoon.
Or writing a book for kids.
Right.
No. The Rolling Stones may be old, but they're not dead.
This is Keith. Yeah, Richard. So Don and Mike.
In fact, they still very much know how to party. They've been doing shows.
Oh, yeah!
Making headlines in Sweden. Keith Richards has reportedly held wild parties on his yacht, ordering 8 bottles of vodka and 3 dozen bottles of wine for
This is Keith. Yeah, Richard. So Don and Mike.
What were those numbers again?
8 bottles of vodka.
8 vodka, 3 dozen bottles of wine for 20 people.
Wow.
And the problem is, wasn't that the same as when you were on the boat this weekend,
yeah,
Mike?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, I mean, well, a little undershooting it there.
Keith has also reportedly been smoking huge amounts of pot. I don't understand.
Joe is regretful.
I don't understand how he manages it, says one newspaper source, but apparently his whole system would crash if he became a clean living kind of person.
Well, it looked so good.
I really thought that maybe, you know, he was over that.
No.
And that everything you would see and hear about him is just a residual effect of what he had done in the past.
Echo.
Yeah, really, but he's still doing it.
You know, if Joan Rivers really, I mean, just didn't have a facelift, she'd look like Keith Richards.
Oh, absolutely.
Okay. Yeah, no, Keith's not over it yet, but
after heroin, I mean, smoking a joint's like getting on the treadmill.
You're probably right.
The workout for the boy. Mick Jagger is kind of a health freak, meanwhile. Very little booze, no drugs at all, and only the healthiest foods. But he was spotted inviting a group of Swedish babes back to his hotel room. Jagger also reportedly likes to drive fast, run red lights, and occasionally drive on the sidewalk to get to his shows on time. The Stones will soon head for Toronto to do one live stage show for 430,000 people.
All right.
You want to play, Buzz?
No, I'm good. Thank you.
See, that took focus.
Yeah.
We both were so focused, we heard that. We always do.
Yeah. We hear your gurgles.
All right, then.
There was a little one there. Don't ignore them. Embrace them.
Embrace them. Why?
Embrace the gurgles.
Why?
Don't be embarrassed by them. Really, just really, whenever you get the slightest one, just hack it right up.
Okay.
You know, you could probably even lay one up on the window there, and it would be pretty funny.
Because see, the thing is, you get that little gurgle, mm-hmm. and you're just barreling through your news, and I look at Mike, and Mike looks at me.
I see that. I know that you know.
It's like I'm looking at who's going to be the first to say something to him.
And sometimes, like, you'll really keep motoring through it, and I'll just wait.
Yeah.
I'll just wait.
See, my thinking is that I ignore it. People will think it's just static on their radio.
Yeah, well, that's why Mike and I are here.
Yeah.
And remember, and then that should be your credo here. Uh-huh. Don't ignore it. Spotlight it. You know?
Okay. Fantastic.
That was Buzz's phlegm.
Thank you.
Why be embarrassed, Buzz?
Well, I'm not really embarrassed.
Be on. You're a man. You fart. You ass.
Yes, all of those things are true.
That's all right.
Thank you. I just don't, I'm not into showcasing it, I guess.
All right.
We are.
You can almost hear him saying it, can't you? Quoting Bill Clinton, everybody makes mistakes. In this case, though, he's talking about President Bush and the State of the Union speech. This Bush contained wrong information about Iraq. While other Democrats are cashing in on the goof, Clinton says the current White House has handled things well. He told Larry King the White House did the right thing in saying we probably shouldn't have said that.
Boy, I saw Bush today come out about, about 10:15?
Right.
Came out and trying so hard not just to
gloat.
Yeah.
And to be like, bring it on like he was the last time.
Because the thing is, what you're saying in essence is, two guys are dead. Now, I've done a little research on these guys and the...
These are guys really that did terrorize the people.
Yep. They're awful. Yep. I mean, these guys, they were the one of them, the worst of them, I don't know if it was Ube or Mume or which one it was, but...
Mujibar and Sirajul.
Mujibar, what he would do is, he would, because he's impotent,
mm-hmm.
he would drive around and pick up chicks and bring them to his palace mm-hmm. and then drug them and beat them up.
Right.
And then when he was bored with them, just kill them. I mean, they used to terrorize people.
Inhuman. Sick.
So here's the dilemma for Bush.
Mm-hmm.
He gets on TV today, and what he really wants to say is, it's a great day for the United States because we killed Mujibar and Sirajul.
Right.
But he can't say it's a great day because no matter how bad these guys are...
Right.
It's not like Hitler. It's not like an after-the-fact thing.
Right.
Where you can come out and say,
hey, it's a great day. We killed Hitler.
And I'm curious about what...
Sorry, I didn't mean to say that in front of you. Sorry.
I'm curious as to what we were talking about yesterday, if anybody was killed, any U.S. forces were killed today, or if there were any attacks today.
There were three attacks today, as a matter of fact. But as far as I know, no casualties, at least none have been reported.
I was hoping that maybe with these guys being out of the way, that things would settle down there, and I sure hope that happens.
And this is where, you know, you wonder about if we're really getting, like, as Fox News Channel gets, which obviously doesn't deliver this, but, you know, fair and balanced, if we're really getting the real story.
Right.
Because what I read in the Post today about these guys was obviously, and you know, I think it's the truth, but it's obviously slanted. It's like, you know, these are the worst guys ever. You got to read what they've done.
Right.
And then you watch on TV where they're showing, you know, celebratory guns being fired in the air in Iraq, that everybody is so happy that this has happened.
Right. If that's the case, why are our guys still being shot over there?
But then later in the newscast, they just gloss over the fact that there are a bunch of Iraqis on the streets of Baghdad with the newspapers, and what they're saying is we don't believe this.
Yeah.
We don't think it's true.
Right. So the U.S. now says it will offer proof, and they're going to try to convince those people that it is true.
Well, I think the only way to do it is, and it's inhumane, but these bastards deserve it. You know, I mean, do like they do on CSI.
Mm-hmm.
Put them on the table.
Yep.
Say, you know, this is the guy.
Take a picture of him. Put it in the newspaper.
Right.
That may happen.
Call Marg Helgenberger and William Peterson.
Yeah.
You know. Call that other one who I'm strangely attracted to now. The one who's the one who's kind of got the thing for Grissom.
Oh.
Yeah, I like her a lot.
Yeah, she's kind of in a brooding kind of way.
Fox, I think, is the actress's name.
And the one on CSI Miami with the blonde hair.
Oh, my God, she's my favorite. Yeah. Oh, my God.
From West Wing, yeah.
Would I make a donation in that sperm bank? I'm telling you. Just like
What is her name? Do you know her name, Buzz?
I can't remember.
Her name is Open Wide. I think her name is Amy Proctor or something like that.
Yeah, that sounds right. And she was on the West Wing and then moved to CSI Miami.
You'd like to be her proctorologist.
Piece of ass. I'd bend her West Wing.
Now we're turning into Mr. Skin.
Speaking of which, President Clinton told Larry King the White House did the right thing in saying we probably shouldn't have said what we said in the State of the Union speech. But Clinton says everybody makes mistakes when they are president. You can't make as many calls as you have to make without messing up. Clinton called Larry's CNN show to wish guest Bob Dole a happy 80th birthday.
Hey, no, I'm really happy about having a president. Oh, your name Bob Dole.
Hi, I'm not dead.
Hey, I'm alive, 80 years old. I got Liddy Dole right next to me. And we're really excited about the fact that, who are you?
I'm Larry King. Arnold Schwarzenegger just called me and said, oh, my God, you're not dead.
Well, alive and well, alive and kicking. Everything's alive on me, even this dead arm.
I've got more phlegm than Buzz Burbank.
There you go. Next time you got that buzz, I got to say it's Bob Dole.
Yes.
Talking to you next time you get that big phlegm in your throat, you don't sit there and swallow it, try to barrel through your newscast. What you do is you honk up a real lunger and you plant it right on that window. So don't make you watch it drip down from the very top all the way to the bottom like a slow-moving snail.
I'll try to keep that in mind,
loogie
Bob.
You down, the loogie.
Loogie.
Embrace your loogies. Put them on a plate. Send them out to the fans like Donald.
Thank you.
Loogie. President Bush is saying that Saddam's regime is vapor now that his two oldest sons are dead. Quoting him, the former regime is gone and will not be coming back. But Saddam Hussein, if that's him on the latest tape, is urging Iraqis to resist U.S. forces. The tape was reportedly made 2 days before the U.S. killed his sons.
And don't you know that Bush wants to get on TV and just say, I have a message for Saddam Hussein?
Sure. Mm-hmm. You know he does.
Hey, you evil bastard. We killed your sons.
Right.
What do you think about that, douche?
Yeah.
I was reading about his daughter. That I guess that she's not evil.
Who's Saddam's daughter?
Yeah.
You mean the one whose husband was killed by Saddam?
Yeah.
Wow.
That's normal.
Yeah.
And that she still has to live in the town, and and that her line to the press is, he's a good father, and
he's
coming back. Someday he'll come back.
Mm. Even though there was a busload of people witnessing the death.
Yeah.
Wow.
Kind of weird.
Her name is Elaine.
No, that's the girl on Seinfeld, Robbie.
No, I think Elaine Hussein.
There's a nice ring to it.
All right.
On this new tape, the purported Saddam says the war against the U.S. has not ended. He refers to us as invading forces. Some experts say the tape does appear to be Saddam. Well, let's find the building he's hiding.
Here's the tape. Let's, you know, CNN always
examine it.
Let's listen to the tape.
You are a great guy. Thank you so much. Anybody here never seen us before? Anybody? A couple of people. Well, our show is the memories of Elvis, and this is a tribute to the late king of rock and roll. You know, we're not here to make fun of Elvis or take his place.
It's not funny. Listen, this is serious, and this is from CNN.
Yeah.
It's very hard to pick up the audio, but this, and it's like he's talking in that. What is the language?
Farsi.
Farsi. Mm-hmm. So here is Saddam Hussein.
Congratulations. This is Max Baer Jr., Jethro Bodine from the Beverly Hillbillies. And you just won
the twice.
CBS Celebrity Burp Contest.
Some kind of violation, I'm
sure. Yeah, I have to call you on that one.
Not a violation.
Are you allowed to do it twice in 1 week?
It's our show. I do it every day if I want. No, that, you know what that is? That's like the split-fingered fastball.
You know, the second one, really, if you looked at Max Baer, it resembles Saddam Hussein a little bit more.
It does. Buzz, hold on.
Okay.
Right there.
All right. I think we'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Gosh, I hate to interrupt. It's all been so incredibly fascinating and entertaining and instructive. Really, the time has just flown by.
The Don and Mike Show. Drink your mead, but in moderation. No man is called discourteous who goes to bed at an early hour. Just ask Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
Right, right.
You've got 4 minutes to get Sabian here.
Oh, I'm serious. I really am.
Hi, Tim.
He asked for Sabian.
What do you think Sabian can do? He can't do anything to stop this.
So find Sabian.
Now get me Sabian!
Tell him if Sabian's not here in 20 minutes,
you die. I don't want to talk to anyone else but Sabian.
If there's Sabian here.
That's a little tribute.
Hi there, Buzz.
Hi, Donna Mike. Soul singer James Brown is getting a divorce. But he's gone about it in an unusual way.
But feist.
He announced the divorce in the show business trade paper Variety. He took out a full-page ad.
General managers of the Dummy Depot.
Oh, hold on a second.
The ad features him, his wife, their 2-year-old son, and Goofy at Disney World.
Had James Brown right on the same CD.
Mm-hmm. I'm getting the boys.
The face.
The boys.
Hey, where's that tape?
The James Brown tape?
I'm really tired about my the boys.
My the boys.
The face.
Gotta go to the voice coach.
Do you think that that's what Leah will end up doing as well?
Announcing her divorce in Variety.
Yeah, she gets a divorce.
Yeah.
Her divorce to Angelo Pagan.
This is James Brown. And you'd be surprised at the number of young people who said they want to be like James Brown.
I did.
But my advice to them
is
the first, get a good education.
Well, that's where I failed.
Then pursue a career.
Uh-huh.
Yep. Don't be a dropout.
Too late.
Join the rest of your friends that are headed back to school.
Okay. Congratulations, James.
Thank you, JB.
The statement above the photo in the ad says that because of their demanding tour schedule, they've decided to go their separate ways. There are no hard feelings, just a mutual show business decision made by both parties. The wife, Tomi Rhea, is one of JB's backup singers. The ad says they decided to break up with love and affection. Brown is now single at 70, but he says he's still a sex machine.
Here's Tommy right here.
Did you wash the ass today?
A 70-year-old sex machine, quoting Brown. What are you laughing at? It's important. I want everyone to know I like pretty girls.
What did she say? Sorry. I apologize.
What's her name again, Buzz?
Tommy. Her name is...
Tommy.
Yeah, Tommy Rhea.
Did you wash the ass today?
There she is, talking to James.
Just like Kobe Bryant, rock and roll pioneer Chuck Berry was good-looking, famous, wealthy, and black. He traveled the country, just like Kobe. But Chuck, unlike Kobe, was careful. Chuck was reportedly very afraid he'd be charged with rape after doing the groupies in his dressing room, so he used protection. He used a Polaroid camera. Word is he refused to have sex with those women until after they had posed naked with their arms around him smiling.
Hey, why not?
Not a bad idea.
You know, this Kobe thing is out of control, too.
Yeah, I know. Tried in the press.
Oh, here's, incidentally, Kobe Bryant's wife made a statement today.
Oh.
Did you wash her ass today?
Yeah, she's not happy.
That, it's so nuts
Last night it was, what was it, Fred and I were watching Dateline,
mm-hmm.
and it was, Frieda said, turn this on, it's about Kobe Bryant. And as it turns out, all it was all of this, this girl's friends,
mm-hmm.
there's like 8,000 of her girlfriends were getting on TV, and they're all getting their 5 seconds of fame.
Right.
Mm-hmm. And they're saying, well, I heard that she took a shining to him at the hotel, and
right.
that he invited her up to the room, and that she...
Were they all on Kobe's side, or was it kind of a mix?
Well, here's the thing. They're trying to help the friend, but because they are such camera hogs,
right.
and all they really want to do is get on TV themselves, the more of them that were paraded in front of the camera, the more that you were led to believe, at least I'm thinking, okay, so the guy had an affair. It was consensual.
Right.
That the girl was, one of the girls said 3 days later that the alleged victim in this
mm-hmm.
was at a party bragging about how big Kobe's D is.
And if that's the case, it's all over.
Now, yeah. if you were attacked by anybody, much less a celebrity,
mm-hmm.
would you go to a party 3 days later and say to your friends, I was with Kobe Bryant, and man, his D is gigantic. And even if you did that, then your friends are so stupid
mm-hmm.
that they're lining up to be interviewed on Dateline NBC
right.
to
right.
say that they were at the party and they heard this.
It doesn't make sense. I'm just trying to help.
Well, I don't know, but...
Did you watch the ass today?
That's the question.
In sports, not all Kentucky Derby winners get fame and glory like Seabiscuit. Some, like 1986 winner Ferdinand, end up as dog food.
Oh, no.
That's what appears to have happened, according to the thoroughbred industry magazine Bloodhorse. On the upside, Ferdinand got to spend some days as a stud before being sent to a Japanese slaughterhouse.
Wouldn't we all like to?
Yeah. Banzai!
Banzai!
Banzai! Cut horse now! Pick, pick, pick!
And finally, but the best kicker stories these days seem to always come from Germany. Well, here are two now. Dateline Berlin. Workers at a garbage dump discovered a man living in a cave that he'd carved out of a pile of garbage. Inside, they found a mattress, some shelves, and a cupboard. They also found he's been living there for 10 years. And a German man caused a traffic accident on a high-speed Autobahn when a pair of flying underpants flew into his face, causing him to lose control of his truck. Police say a group of naked men in a Volkswagen Passat tossed the tidy whities out of their car, laying on the head of the other driver.
And I says, oh my God.
Oh my God. I can't see because of the underwear.
I'm Buzz Burbank on the Don and Mike Show.
Thank you, Buzz.
No.
No.
Yes. Can't Ross come back?
Don't say that or he'll call tomorrow.
I know he will. Ooh.
That's it. We got to go have a great whatever, everybody. We'll see you to whatever.
Good day to you, sir.
Good day to you, sir.
Good day to you,
Good day to you.
Good day to you.
Hey, Rusty.
Hey, we had a good time in that spot.
Hey,
I'm scared. I'm...
Suck. BM.
Till we meet again. Sammy Davis Jr. saying, be kind, be nice, and I hope the next performer has the pleasure of having as nice an audience as you've been tonight. And let me leave you swinging.